జయం శుపాద పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయచరణారవిందం భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి జయం. శుపాద పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్త సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోప గోవిందాన శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర ప్రేమానంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అని గౌరాంగ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. నమామి శుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమద్ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే. సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రోహగృహీతాంగం మాం ఉద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్. శ్రీమల్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోస్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యత ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాదిదరదశ్చార్తేషు విజ్ఞస్వరా తేనే బ్రహ్మహృదాయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్సూరయ. తేజో వారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తగుహగం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ప్రోజ్జిత కైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృదే కింవాపరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుద్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభీ తల్క్షణా నిగమకల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుగముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుధం పిపద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః. సచిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేతవే తావత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమాం. ప్రవ్రజంతమనువేదమవేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాదరమాజుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి. యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారవేగం అధ్యాత్మదీపమది తీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససోనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణూకుణిదాదృదానందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభదా మురారే మధురిన్న కణికాభికాభికావి. నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణి. శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వందే నందం వ్రజ స్త్రీణం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశ వ్యాసాంధ్రిగదోద్గీతం పునాదిభువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమానవే నమః. పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంఖం కౌమోదరీ సరసిజం కరుణాసముద్రం రాధాసహాయమతిసుందర మందహాసం వాదాలయేశమనిశం హృది భావయామి. కోమలం పూజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామలోయం కుమారక వేదవేద్యవరం బ్రహ్మ వాసదాం పురదో మమ. మూగం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమః. శ్రీమతి రాధికాయ నమః. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. ఓం పార్థాయ ప్రతిబోధితాం భగవదాం నారాయణేన స్వయం వ్యాసేన గ్రథితాం పురాణమునినం మధ్యే మహాభారతం అద్వైతామృతవర్షిణీ భగవతీ అష్టాదశాధ్యాయినీం అంబత్వామనుసంధనామి భగవద్గీతే భవద్వేషిణీం. నమోస్తు తే వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే ఫుల్లారవిందాయ దపత్రనేత్ర యేన త్వయా భారత తైలపూర్ణ ప్రజ్వాలితో జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీప. ప్రపన్న వారిజాదాయ తోత్రవేత్రైకబాణయే జ్ఞానముద్రాయ కృష్ణాయ గీతామృతదుహే నమః. సర్వోపనిషదో గావో దుగ్ధా గోపాల నందన పార్థో వల్స సుధీర్భోక్త దుగ్ధం గీతామృతం మహత్. వసుదేవసుతం దేవం కంసచ్చాణూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం. భీష్మద్రోణతటా జయద్రతజల గాంధార నీలోల్పల శల్యగ్రాహవదీ కృపేణ మహనీ కర్ణేన వేలాకుల అశ్వత్థామావికర్ణ ఘోరమకర దుర్యోధనావర్తిని సుతీర్ణ ఖలు పాండవైరణనది కైవర్తక కేశవాం. పారాశర్యవజ సరోజమలం గీతార్థ గంధోల్కటం నానాఖ్యానగకేసరం హరికథ సంబోధనాభూదితం లోకై సజ్జన షల్పదైరహరః వేవీయమానం ముదా భూయాద్ భారత మంగజ కలిమల ప్రధ్వంసిన శ్రేయసే. మూగం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్రమరుదస్త్వన్వంది దివ్యైస్తవై వేదై సాంగపదైర్క్రమౌపనిషదైర్గాయంతియం సమగాః. ధ్యానావస్థితతద్గతేన మనసా పశ్యంతియం యోగినో యస్యాంతం న విదుసురాసురగణై దేవాయ తస్మై నమః. So last five chapters was referring to the story of Dhruva, Dhrumaraj's story in the Bhagavatam. After this, to show to us that Dhruva appeared as Uttanapada's son, and due to the very fact that Dhruva Maharaj executed Krishna consciousness, the result of that was the whole family, Dhruva's father Uttanapada, his mother Suniti, and all others got released from the material existence. That's the story we have seen so far, is it not? That Dhruva Maharaj, just because Dhruva Maharaj pleased Krishna, the result was that so many others got liberated in that process. Now we are going to hear another story, that another child, like instead of Dhruva, exactly opposite, due to that what happened in the whole family. That's the next part. So, here Sridhara Swami says there, evam panchabir adhyaye dhruva charyanu varnita ad ekadashabhis chatram pradu charitram uchyate. Dhruva story was spoken in the five chapters, and now in another 11 chapters, Prithu Maharaj's story is going to be spoken. Tatra Trayodashi Vaktam Prathair Janmanrupanyaye Ango Venabhida Putra Krahuriyal Gati Gatam Ithiriyate. So, in order to talk about the appearance of Prithu Maharaj's story, Anga, who is the father of Vena, that he left home due to the son being so cruel to everybody. Son became such a burden, exactly the opposite way Dhruva Maharaj was. Dhruva was a boy who got attached to Krishna and engaged in Krishna consciousness. The result was that it benefited everybody in the whole family. Exactly opposite, now you will see another story in the same family tradition, which is Vena. This Vena's appearance, and due to Vena, what the father had to do, how the father was put into distress, severe distress, he had to run away from home. That story is in this next chapter. Let's read that. Shri Trayodashodhyaya Shri Suta Vacha Nishamya Kausharya Vinoba Varnitam Dhruvasya Vaikundapatha Adirohanam Prarudabhavo Bhagavatyadokshaje Prashtam Punastam Vidura Prachakrami Vidura Vacha Kede Prajedaso Nama Kasya Bhatyani Suvrata Kasya Nyuvaye Prakhyadam Kutrava Satrama Sada Manye Mahabhagavatam Naradam Devadarshanam Yena Prokta Kriya Yoga Parijariya Vithira Hare Sotharma Shire Purushair Bhagavan Yajna Purusha Ijyamano Bhaktimada Narade Nirida Kila Yasta Devarshina Tatra Varnida Bhagavil Kathaha Mahyam Shushrushave Brahman Karsnyena Achashtumar Hasi Shri Maitreya Vacha Dhruvasya Julkala Putra Pidari Prasthide Vanam Sarvabhauma Shriyam Naicha Adhirajasanam Pidu Sajanmanubashanda Alpat Nisanga Samadarshana Dadarshaloge Vidadam Alpanam Logam Alpani Alpanam Brahmanarvanam Pratyastamidavigraham Avabhodarasai Galpam Anandamanusandhadam Avyavachinna Yogagni Dagdharma Malashaya Surubam Avirundhanu Alpano Anyam Tadaikshada Jada Andhavadiravanmattam Ugavadiradanmadi Lakshidapadi Bhalanam Prashandarchirivanala Matvadam Janamanmattam Kulavurdha Samandrana Valsarambubadim Jakurriviyam Sambhrame Sudam Surveder Valsar Asyeshta Bharya Suda Shadalpajan Pushparnam Digmage Dumja Isham Urjam Masamjayam Pushparnasya Prabhavarya Dosha Jadve Babhuvadu Pradarmandyadinam Sayamidhyasan Prabhasuda Pradosho Nishido Vyashta Idi Dosha Suda Astraya Vyashta Sudam Pushkarinyam Sarvadeja Samathade Sajatshu Sudam Agutyam Patnyam Manimavabaha Manora Suda Mahishi Virajan Nadvala Sudan Purim Kul Samtradam Dhyumnam Satyam Vandamradam Radam Agnishtomamadi Ratram Pradyumnam Shivimulbakam Ulmugo Ajanayal Putral Pushkarinyam Shaduttaman Angam Sumanasam Khyadim Kradu Angirasam Gayam Sunidhangasya Patni Sushuvevenamulbanam Yaddau Shilasirajarshir Nirvinno Niragal Pural Yamangashebu Kuvidavagvajramunayakila Gada Sostasya Bhuyaste Mamandurdakshanam Karam Rajage Tadaloge Dasyubipedida Prajaha Jado Narayanam Shena Pradiradyakshidishwara Vidura Vajatasya Shiranidhe Sadur Brahmanyasya Mahalpana Ratya Kadamabhu Drashta Prajayadyumenayayo Kimbaho Venamuddishya Brahmadandamayu Yujan Dandam Radadare Rajimunayo Dharma Govidaha Navadye Prajabala Prajavirakhavanabhi Yadasaulogabala Nambibartyojasudejasa Edadakhya hime brahman suni dhalpaja jeshtidam shraddhananaya bhaktaya tumbara varavittama Shri Maitreya Vaja Angoshwamedham Rajarshi Ajahara Mahakradam Na Jagmurdevada Tasminna Huda Brahmavadibi Tamujur Vistidas Matra Yajamana Matharatvija Havim Shri Huyamana Dinade Grahnandi Devada Rajan Havishyamushtani Shraddaya Sadidanide Chandamse Adayamani Ujitani Dhradavradaihi Navidami Hadevanam Khelanam Vayamannubi Yanna Grahnandi Bhagan Swanye Deva Karma Sakshina Shri Maitreya Vaja Angodhijavaja Shrutvaya Jamanas Dormana Talprashtam Visradvajam Sadasyam Sadanujnayam Naga Chandya Huda Deva Nagrahnandi Grahaniha Sadasaspadayo Bruda Kimavadyam Mayakradam Sadasaspadayo Vujo Naradeviha Bhavadonakam Davan Manastidam Astyegam Brakta Manakam ప్రాక్తనమథం యది హేమ ప్రజా తథా సా దేవద్రం దయాల్పానం సుప్రజం నృప ఇష్టస్తే పుత్రగామస్య పుత్రం దాస్తి యజ్ఞభుక్ తథా స్వభాగధేయాని గ్రహిష్యన్నిది వౌగసాం యద్యజ్ఞపురుష సాక్షాద్ అవత్యాయ హరివ్రదాతాం స్థాన్ కామాన్ హరిర్దద్యాద్యాన్యాన్ కామయతే జనా ఆరాధితో యథైవేష తథా పుంసం ఫలోదయం ఇది వ్యవసిదా విప్రా తస్య రాజా ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రజానై పురోడాశం నిరవమని శివివిష్టాయ విష్ణవే తస్మాల్ పురుషముత్తస్థో హిమమాల్యామలాంబరా హిరణ్మయేన వాత్రేణ సిద్ధమాదాయ పాయసం స విప్రాని మదో రాజా గృహీత్వాంజలినౌదనం అవఘ్రాయ ముదాయుక్త ప్రాదాల్పత్యాముదారది సాదల్ పుంసవనం రాజీ ప్రాశ్యవై పత్యురాధదే గర్భం కాలముపావతే కుమారం సుషువే ప్రజా స బాళమే పురుషో మాదామహమనువ్రత అధర్మాంశోద్భవం మృత్యుదేనాభవదధార్మికం స శరాసనముద్యమ్య మృగయుర్వనగోచర హంతి సాధుర్మృగాండీనాన్ మేనో సావిత్రిరవచన ఆ క్రీడ క్రీడదో బాలన్ వయస్య నది దారుణ ప్రసహనరను క్రోశ పశుమారమమారయల్ తం విజక్షబలం పుత్రం శాసనేర్విదేర్నృమాయదాన శాసితం కల్పో వృషమాసీ సుదుర్మన ప్రాయణ అభ్యర్చితో దేవ ఏ ప్రజా గ్రహమేధిన కదవత్య దుఃఖం కదవత్య వృతం దుఃఖం యేన విందది దుర్మరం విందంది దుర్భయం యద పాపీయసి కీర్తి అధర్మశ్చ మహాన్నాం యథో విరోధ సర్వేషాం యద ఆధిననందక కష్టం ప్రజావదేశం వై మోహబంధనమాత్మన పండితో బహుమన్యే యథర్థం క్లేశదా గృహాం కథపత్యం వరం మన్యే సదపత్యాశ్చాం పదే నిర్విద్యేతృహాన్మర్త్యో ఎల్క్లేశ నివహాగృహాం ఏం సదర్విన్నమనో నృపో గృహ శీతముత్థాయ మహోదయోదయా అలబ్ధ ఇంద్రోనుపలక్షితే నృభిర్హిత్వాగతో వేనసువం ప్రసుప్తాం విజ్ఞాయ నిర్విద్యగతం పదిం ప్రజా పురోహితామాత్సూర్గణాదయ విజిక్రూప్యాం అతిశోకగాధరా యథా నిగూఢం పురుషం కుయోగినాం అలక్షయంద పదవీం ప్రజాపదేర్ హతోద్యమా ప్రత్యవసృత్యదే పురీం కృషీన్ సమేదాన్ అభివంది సాశ్రయో నివేదయన్ పౌరవభర్తృవిప్లవమిది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం చతుర్థ స్కందే త్రయోదశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ చాప్టర్ వెన్ వేన బికేమ్ వెరీ వైలెంట్ and started terrorizing people. When he started terrorizing people, the father had no choice. He had to leave home, run away from home. And when, you can imagine, when the king leaves, what happens? Anarchy comes. You see, there's nobody to do the, to have the administration. At that time, the rishis who were present there in the kingdom, they installed this cruel terrorist Vena as the king. The result of that, Vena gone completely against the instructions of the rishis, and the rishis could not tolerate it anymore, and finally by mantra they killed him. They killed Vena through mantra. And that is what is discussed in this next chapter. Shri Maitreya Vacham భృగువాదయస్తే మునయో లోకానాం క్షేమదర్శిన గోప్తజి సదివైంద్రనాం పశ్యంత పశుసాం యదాం వీరమాదరమాహూయం సునీతాం బ్రహ్మవాదినాం ప్రకృతి సంబదం వేనమభ్యషించన్ పదిం భువ శ్రుత్వా నృవాసనగదం వేనమత్యుగ్రశాసనం నిలిల్యుర్దస్యవ సద్య సర్పత్రస్థామివాఖవ స ఆరుఢ నృవస్థానమున్నద్ధోష్ట విభూతిభి అవమేని మహాభాగాన్ శబ్ద సంభావితస్వదా ఏవం మథాంతముల్సిక్తో నిరంకుశమివ ద్విభా పర్యటన్ రథమాస్థాయ కంబయన్ నివరోదసీ నయష్టవ్యం నదాతవ్యం నహోదవ్యం ద్విజా క్వచిల్ ఇది నివారే ధర్మం వేరిఘోషేణ సర్వశ వేనస్యావేక్షమనియో దుర్వృత్తస్య విజేష్టితం విమర్శలోక వ్యసనం కృపయో జుస్మసత్రినా అహో ఉభయద ప్రాప్తం లోకస్య వ్యసనం మహల్ దారుణ్యుభయదో దీప్తే ఇవ తస్కర పాలయోః అరాజకభయాదేశే కృతో రాజా తదర్హణ తదోప్యాసీల్ భయం త్వద్య కథం స్యాన్ స్వస్తి దేహినాం అహేరివ మయ పోష పోషకస్య అప్యన్ అర్థమృల్ వేన ప్రకృతేవ ఖల సునీధా గర్భ సంభవాం నిరూపిత ప్రజా బాల సచిఖాం సది వై ప్రజా తథాపి సాన్వయే మామం నాస్మాం స్థల్పాతకం స్పృశల్ తద్విద్విరసద్వత్తో వేనోస్మాభికృతో నృప సాందితో యదినో వాచం న గ్రహిష్యత్య ధర్మకృల్ లోకదిఖార సందగ్ధం గ్రహిష్యామ స్వదేజస അധ്യവസായം മുനയോ ഗുണമന്യവ പ്രവൃജ്യാ ഭുവൻവേനം സാധയിത്വാജസാമഭി ശ്രീ മുനയോചു നൃപവര്യ നിഭോദൈതദ്യത്തെ വിജ്ഞാപയാമഭോ ആയുശ്രീ ബലകീർത്തിനാം തവതാത വിവർദ്ധനം ധർമ്മമാചരിത പുംസം വാങ്മനക്കായ വൃത്തിവി ലോകാൻ വിശോകാൻ വിതരത്യന്ത അനന്ത്യമസംഗിനാം സദേമാവിനേശദ്വീര പ്രജാനാം ക്ഷേമലക്ഷണാം യസ്മിൻ വിനേഷു നൃപതി ഐശ്വര്യാദവരോഹതി രാജന്ന സാധ്വമാത്യേഭ്യശ്ചോരാ ദിവ്യ പ്രജാനൃപ രക്ഷൻ യഥാബലിം ഗൃഹണ നിഹ പ്രേത്യജമോദതേ യസ്യ രാഷ്ട്രേ പുരേ ചൈവ ഭഗവാൻ യജ്ഞപുരുഷാം ഇജരേ സ്വന ധർമ്മേണ ജനൈർവർണ്ണാശ്രമാന്യുതൈ തസി രാജ്യോ മഹാഭാഗ ഭഗവാൻ ഭൂതഭാവന പരിഷ്യതി വിശ്വാൽപാ തിഷതോ നിജശാസനേ തസ്മിൻ സ്തുഷ്ടേ കിമ പ്രാപ്യം ജഗദാമീശ്വരേശ്വരേ ലോകാസബാലാ ഹ്യേതസ്മൈ ഹരന്തി ബലിമാതൃത തം സർവലോകാമരയജ്ഞസംഗ്രഹം ത്രയീമയം ദ്രവ്യമയം തപോമയം യജ്ഞൈർവീത്രൈരജതോ ഭവായതേ രാജൻ സ്വദേശാനനുരോധമർഹസി യജ്ഞേന യുഷ്മദ്വിഷയേ ദ്വിജാതിഭിർ വിദായമാനേന സുരാ കലാഹരേ സൃഷ്ടാ സുദുഷ്ടാ പ്രതിശന്തി വാഞ്ചിതം തദ്ധേളനം അർഹസി വീരജേഷ്ഠിതം ശ്രീവേന ഉവാചാം ബാലിശാപതയൂയം അധർമ്മേ ധർമ്മമാനിനാം ഏ വൃത്തിദമ്പതിം ഹിത്വാ ചാരം പതിമുപാസതേ അവജാനന്ദി മീ മൂഢാ നൃപരൂപണമീശ്വരം നനുവിന്ദന്തി തേ ഭദ്രം ഹലോകേ പരത്രജാം കോ യജ്ഞപുരുഷോ നാമ എത്രവോ ഭക്തിരീദൃശി ഭർത്തൃസ്നേഹവിദൂരാണാം യഥാ ചാരേ കുയോഷിതാം വിഷ്ണു വിരഞ്ജോ ഗിരിശം ഇന്ദ്രോ വായുര്യമോ രവി പർജന്യോധന സോമക്ഷിതിരഗ്നിരപാമ്പതി ഏതേ ചാന്യേജ വിഭുതാ ഭവോ വരശാപയോ ദേഹേ ഭവന്തി നൃപദേ സർവദേവമയോ നൃവ തസ്മാൻ മാം കർമ്മവിർവിപ്രായ യജ്ജന്തും ഗത മത്സര ബലിം ജമഹ്യം ഹരതമത്തോ അന്യോ അഗ്രഭുക്പുമാൻ ശ്രീമൈത്രയോവാച ഇത്ഥം വിപരേമരി പാപീയാനുൽപദം ഗത അനുനീയമാന സദ്യാജ്ഞാം ന ചക്രേ ഭ്രഷ്ടമംഗളാം ഇതി ദേസൽകൃതാസ്തേന ദ്വിജാ പണ്ഡിതമാനിനാം ഭഗ്നായാം ഭവേയാജ്ഞായാം തസ്മൈ വിദുരചക്രുധു ഹന്യതാം ഹന്യതാമേഷ പാപ പ്രകൃതിദാരുണ ജീവൻ ജീവ ചങ്കദസാവാശകുരുതേ ഭസ്മസാൽ ധ്രുവം നായമർഹത്യ സദൃത്വോ നരദേവരാസനം യോധി യജ്ഞപതിം വിഷ്ണും വിന്ദത്യനവത്രവാം കോ വൈനം പരിരക്ഷീത വേനമേതമൃതേ അശുഭം പ്രാപ്ത ഈദൃശമൈശ്വര്യം യവദനുഗ്രഹവാചനാം ഇത്ഥം വ്യവസിതാഹം നുമൃഷയോരുഢമന്യവ നിജഗ്നുഹും കൃതൈർവേനം ഹതമച്യുത നിന്ദയാം ഹൃഷിഭിസ്വാശ്രമപദം ഗതേ പുത്രകളേഭരം സുനീതാ പാലയാമാസാ വിദ്യായോഗേന ശോചതി ഏകദാമുനയസ്യതു സരസ്വത്സലിതാപ്ലുതാം ഹുത്വാഗ്നിം സൽക്കദാശ്ചക്രു ഉപവിഷ്ടാ സരിത്തടേ വീക്ഷേദ്യോദിതാൻ മഹോൽപാദ ആഹുർലോകഭയം കരാൻ അഭ്യഭദ്രമനാദായം ദസ്യഭ്യോ നുഭവേൽഭുവാം ഏവം ശന്ദകൃഷയോധാവതാം സർവദോദിശം പാം സുസമുത്ഥിതോ ഭൂരി ചോരാണാമഭിലുംബദാം തദുഭദ്രമാജ്ഞായ ലോകസ്യ സുലുംബദാം വർത്തയുപരദേ തസ്മിൻ അന്യോന്യം ചചിഖാം സദാം ചോരപ്രായം ജനപദം ഹീനസത്വമരാജകം ലോകനാവാരേൻ ശക്താപി തദ്ദോഷദർശിനാം ബ്രാഹ്മണ സമദൃക്ഷാന്തോ ദീനാനാം സമുപേക്ഷകാത് സർവദേ ബ്രഹ്മദസ്യാപി ഭിന്നദാണ്ഡാൽപയോ യഥാ നാംഗസ്യ വംശോരാജർഷേരേഷ സംസ്ഥാതുമർഹതി അമോഘവീര്യാഹിതഭാവംശേസ്മിൻ കേശവാശ്രയാം വിനിശ്ചിത്തേവ മൃഷയോ വിപന്നസ്യ മഹീപദേ മമന്ദ്രൂരും തരസാ തത്രാസീത് ബാഹുഗോ നരാം കാക്കകൃഷ്ണോധികൃസ്വാംഗോ ഹ്രസ്വബാഹുർമഹാഹനു ഹ്രസ്വാഗ്നസാഗ്രോരക്താക്ഷമൂർധജ തം തു ദേവനദം ദീനം കിം കരോമീതി വാദിനം നിഷീദേത്തി ഭ്രുവം സ്ഥാദ സനിഷാദസ്തോഭവൽ അഭവൽ തസ്യ വംശാംസ്തു നൈഷാദോ ഗിരീ കാനന ഗോചര ഏനാഹരജായമാനോ വേന കൽമഷമുൽപണം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ദേ പൃഥുചരിതേ നിഷാദോൽപത്തി നാമം ചതുർദശോധ്യായം സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ഇൻ ദിസ് ലാസ്റ്റ് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ആഫ്റ്റർ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദ ഹിസ്റ്ററി ഓഫ് ധ്രുവ മഹാരാജ് മൈത്രേയ മഹർഷി ഇസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് ടു വിദുര അബൌട്ട് ദി ഫർദർ കണ്ടിന്യൂവേഷൻ ഓഫ് ധ്രുവസ് ഡൈനാസ്റ്റി coming from Uttanapada, Dhruva and other kings who came after them. Vidura asked the question there that when when this question was, how it happened was that this Dhruva story was spoken by Narada Maharshi to whom? To Prachetas. The story in the Bhagavatam is like that. That Dhruva Maharaj's story was spoken by Sri Narada Maharshi to Prachetas. And when Vidura heard that, Vidura wanted to know, who are these Prachetas? That question came up. So, in order to introduce Prachetas to us, this story continues like this. That means, Dhruva's further history begins from there. In that parampara, Prachetas comes, and finally, you can see the whole story goes like this from here. It will move on to Vena and further Prithu Maharaj, and finally it's going to end up in the story of Prachetas. So that is the way the Bhagavatams flow. Vidura and Maitreya is talking to each other in Haridwar. Maitreya Maharshi is wanted to talk about Dhruva. Dhruva's story is spoken by Srinarada Maharshi to Prachetas. When Maitreya Maharshi mentioned that, obviously Vidura wanted to know who these Prachetas are. So to bring Prachetas back into the story, the whole continuity from Dhruva to Vena to Prithu and finally to Prachetas, that is how that story in the fourth canto goes. So you will see Anga is the next king who came from Dhruva Maharaj, then Vena, then Prithu, then his son Vijidashva, in that way Prachina Barhis, and finally Prachetas comes there in the story. So when you take the fourth canto and you look at it this way, you can see that the relationship there, how this Prachetas story came up into Bhagavatam. So that continuation is now in the fourth canto, what you feel here. So first thing, what they spoke about was the story of King Anga, Anga's story. So unlike Uttanabada was an unfortunate person, that he was in the control of Suriji, and due to that his miseries in life. Equally an unfortunate king was this Anga. Uttanabada's prarabdham was his Suriji. Anga's prarabdham was his son. Look how family life goes. If one egg goes rotten, the whole family is in trouble. Isn't it? There the wife was the problem. Suriji went against everything and destroyed the whole peace in life for Uttanabada and others. But somehow the other, Dhruva Maharaj saved everybody, becoming a devotee. So it should show to us that if one person becomes a devotee, he can help everybody also. Similarly, if one person goes wrong, he can make everyone's life hell as well. Both these you have to learn from this Dhruva Maharaj story. So, somehow or the other, that Uttanabada story we have heard now, and Krishna is looking at all friends, relations and everything and giving them liberation freely. Go back, because you are Dhruva Maharaj's relative. Go back to spiritual world. So Dhruva Maharaj's father Uttanabada got liberated because of Dhruva, not because of his own qualification. And Dhruva came to this situation because of his mother, who Sunidhi. So just like because of Dhruva Uttanabada got liberated, Sunidhi also got liberated. And similarly, you will see now that if one comes in the family which acts in the way, like you can say a terrorist or somebody like that, he comes in, how it can make the whole situation very difficult for everybody. And that is the next story. Dhruva was 5 years old and fortunate that he got the blessings from his mother. Sunidhi blessed him so much. He got the blessings from his father also. When Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest, Uttanabada was praying to Krishna to protect him. He got the blessing from his spiritual master, Sri Narada Maharshi. So father, mother, spiritual master, all three of them given the complete blessing to Dhruva Maharaj. And the result was that in 6 months' time, Dhruva Maharaj realized the truth and went back later on. Isn't it? Look at that verse in the 9th chapter. There is a verse about that. How Maitreya Maharshi says about that, about Dronacharya's good fortune. He says there in the 9th chapter, you will see this, that the 47th verse. Yasya prasanno Bhagavan. 4, 9, 47. Yasya prasanno Bhagavan. Gunair Maitreyadibir Hari. Tasmai Namandi Bhudani. Nimna Mapa Ivaswayam. Nimna Mapa Ivaswayam. Yasya prasanno Bhagavan. Because if one person has pleased, if Krishna is pleased with one person in the family, one person, then, and everybody else will come favorably. Father will come favorably, mother will come favorably, spiritual master will come favorably, and what to talk about them? Even his stepmother Suruji, she also came favorably at the end. Isn't it? When Dhruva Maharaj came back, Suruji was there to receive him. And she got everything from everybody. Everyone else. So, Dhruva's story is showing to us that if we have to receive the blessings from others or benedictions from Krishna, one has to become so humble in every level, to everybody. And Dhruva's story is pointing out to that. How becoming, although 5 years old, after Krishna's grace has started coming to him, immediately everybody else in this world became favorable to Dhruva. Is it not? Father became favorable, mother became favorable, which you can understand. Spiritual master became favorable, stepmother became favorable, everybody else became favorable. Equally, now the next story is one who has appeared and who has created hell for everybody in the family. So this Dhruva Maharaj's mother's name is Suniti. Now the next one, Vena, his mother's name is Sunita. There's only a Suniti and Sunita. T changed to Dha, that's all. There's a little difference. So, like you can see, the letter Dha is like a blasting, isn't it? Like a bomb. In the similar way, that this child, Vena also, is like that. So, Sunita, what he's saying is, this Sunita, she had a son who was basically a terrorist, so to say. He was just a terrorist. He was basically a terrorist at home. So at an early age, all the terrorist vasana started coming out from him. So Anga, his father, was a king, but at the same time, he was helpless about it, about the son. But the point is that he didn't have children. So he invited all the sadasaspadi, the personalities involved in performing sacrifices, and with their help performed a huge sacrifice. And from the sacrifice, what they received, the payasam that he has smelled and handed over to his wife. There is, if you read the story of Vena's appearance, up to this point, performing sacrifices, and from that, payasam being given, all this, it is gives you a resemblance of Ramayanam also. The Sharada Maharaj's sacrifice, and from there, Agni came up with the payasam and gave it to the Sharada Maharaj. Only thing is, from here, the things have gone in two different directions from the story. So, don't know what went wrong, that Vena smelled the payasam and gave it to his wife to have it. But somehow or the other, the son who was born after that from his wife, Sunita, was a terrorist, real terrorist. And how this terrorism started? When he was a little child, when he sees little living entities like flies or small creatures, he will get them and kill them straight away. Some happiness from that. Killing was his happiness. Killing others, other living entities. And he is growing up and father noticed all these things. What kind of nature is this? A small child, 3, 4, 5 years old, wants to get hold of all the creatures and kill them. Even dogs, cats, he won't spare anybody. He enjoys killing other living entities. So he grew up and it was difficult to educate him. The king's son goes to school, whatever education that was given. And other children who are with him, he will kill them also, if he gets an opportunity. Push them into water and make them drown and die. Or beat them up heavily as much as he could. And when they die, he stands outside and laughs at it, enjoying it. So when they are drowning, obviously they'll struggle in the water, drinking water and dying. He won't offer any help. Not only that, he was enjoying the watching them dying like that. He used to take big knives and swords and hit other children with that. Cut them, their limbs, body limbs, and give them a lot of pain in that way. And sometimes they died, the children died. And when they die, he watches that and enjoys it, looking at them. So, one has such tendencies, and if you allow that to build up inside, how powerful terrorist he can become. This vena is an example of that. This vasana inside a person to be cruel to others, kravyam, it's called, krurada or cruelty. If you build it up in a person, how worse it can turn out, that is what vena story is teaching us. Now, this vena has one more problem. Vena's mother's home, Sunidha's brothers. Sunidha is coming from not from a very nice background, in the sense that Mrityu's daughter she is. And therefore her brothers are all working in the hellish planets. They've got jobs there. So they are used to, you know, what goes on there in the hellish planets. They're working there. Their job is to punish people, kill them, crush them, and give them all kinds of pain to them in those bodies what they are. So now and then Vena gets an opportunity to go there to his uncle's house, visits them, and he comes back. When he comes back, he is worse. So this continued for a long time, and when he comes back, he tells other children who are there, "Do you know how things are at my mother's home, how things are done there?" And saying that, he will start punching them, beating them up, and killing them if possible. And all these things have gone to such a level that the father didn't know what to do with him. When he realized that, if he punishes Vena, he will turn against him also and do something, and he will not be able to do anything about it. So what he did was, one night, he sat up and wrote one poetry. He wrote some verses and he folded the envelope on the paper, everything, put it on the top of the desk, and he left home. Completely gave up his business being the king, because this son has become such a terror at home, and he left home. What Maitreya Maharshi did that was, he took that letter and put it in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that verses. You see the 13th chapter, verse 46. That is a letter he wrote. కథపత్యం వరం మన్యి సదపత్యాశ్చుజాం పదాల్ నిర్విద్యేత గృహాన్ మర్త్యో యల్ క్లేశ నివహా గృహా. ఓన్లీ దట్ వన్ వర్స్ హి రోట్ అండ్ హి లెఫ్ట్ హోమ్. కథపత్య వరం మన్యి సదపత్యాశ్చుజాం పదాల్ నిర్విద్యేత గృహాన్ మర్త్యో యల్ క్లేశ నివహా గృహా. హి సెడ్ లైక్ దట్, it is better, he said, instead of desiring to have good children, he says, better to desire to have bad children, he says. That is his opinion. What is the reason, he says? Nirvidyeda grihan martyo yal klesha nivaha griha. Because they will teach you one lesson. What is that? This family life is not very attractive. You won't get attracted to family life if you get a child like that. He found out this. Although he had to suffer, but he says, that's my realization, he says. This is what I realized. Kadabatya varam manye sadabatya shujam varel padal nirvidyeda grihan martyo. Nirvedam will happen. Vairagyam will happen. Otherwise, if everything is going very well at home, what will happen? You will stick to the home. You won't leave home, you will take Krishna consciousness seriously. So he says here that he started realizing this life is real hell. Vena made it hell for him in that way. So he thought that better to leave everything, go to the forest and engage in Krishna service. And therefore, his opinion is that kadavatya varam manye సదావత్యాశ్చుజాం పదాల్ నిర్విద్యేద గృహాన్ మర్త్యో ఎల్ క్లేశ నివహా గృహ. బెస్ట్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ టు హ్యావ్ బ్యాడ్ చిల్డ్రన్, నాట్ గుడ్ చిల్డ్రన్. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ సమ్ బ్యాడ్ చిల్డ్రన్, దే విల్ మేక్ అస్ ఫోర్స్ఫుల్లీ లీవ్ హోమ్ అండ్ గెట్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ హియర్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ సమ్ గుడ్ చిల్డ్రన్, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్? యూ విల్ కీప్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆక్యుపైడ్ విత్ లుకింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దమ్ అండ్ ఫీడింగ్ దమ్, టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ దిస్ వే దాట్ వే, హోల్ టైమ్ యూ విల్ బి బిజీ విత్ దాట్. But if you get one like Vena, then you won't waste your time. You will say goodbye and leave home. Because this attachment is also there. What to do? So, because my son is like that, Vena is like that, and he started to beat up his father, Anga also. So, because of that, I felt like leaving home. So actually, he has done me a favor. Anga is saying, he has done me a favor. So, one who wants to develop vairagyam, detachment from this world, and one who wants to serve Krishna and wants to get out of this mess, if some children are born in the family, it's good. This is what our Vena's opinion. So Anga went to the forest, and then Vena starts his administration in the kingdom. Vena starts his administration. And that administration was fantastic. Maitreya Maharshi says here, he's explaining that. He says, I can't even dream about it, says Maitreya. It was such an administration. Look at that in the 14th chapter. He says, the 6th verse, if you look, is what happened. The conditions, Vena's conditions. How kingdom should be run. He says, na yashtavyam, na dadavyam, na hodavyam, dvija kochil, idin nevarayat dharmam, bheri ghoshena sarvasha. Vena is saying that in his kingdom there should be no kind of charity activities, sacrifices, or any kind of activity. What he is saying is that only one who is working very hard should be given food, nobody else. And I don't know whether it has started from that day, it seems to exist throughout in the history. When you look back, nobody has any right for food unless he is working 24 hours. Like, this is the condition he is setting forth straight away. He says this to that. So, and not first interesting thing about this Vena is, Vena didn't believe in God. He says, no, there is no thing called God. God doesn't exist. When you look at Vena's situation and what we see now also, there's not a lot of comparison between the two. He says there, but one thing, Vena has gone one step further than others. Vena says, there is no God, that is true, but I am actually the God. So Vena put that one more extra condition to that. He says there, that therefore whatever you are offering, it should be offered to me, he says. You can bring everything here and fill my chest with all the wealth what you have. And he took this position. So you can imagine at that time, in the history at that time, there were rishis were there in the kingdom. Great, great personalities. Angiras and many others. And the system was, the king could not do the administration without taking instructions from the rishis, the Brahminical culture. So when the rishis were seeing all these things, what was happening, they couldn't bear it. So they goes up and tells him, this is, first they thought that they will advise him in a very polite way. They told him, they are old people, very old people. They says to Vena that this is not proper what you are doing, that you should never stop worship of Krishna's worship. Because all these sacrifices, everything is to please Krishna. That should never be stopped. It will have very, very, very severe repercussions from that. And the whole kingdom will be destroyed. When they said all these things, our Vena completely ridiculed these rishis and told them that you people don't do any work, do you? And you are coming and giving advice to me, he says. And he says to them, look at that verse 23 in the 14th. Jaram padim upasade, he says. This is Vena's reply. Balisha badayuyam va adharme dharmamanina ye vrittidam padim hitva jaram padim upasade. Jaram padi upasade. He says there, Vena is saying, suppose there is one lady who has got a very good sattvika nature, in the mood of goodness, and she is also very chaste. She is also very chaste. And some others goes to her and tell her, this is not very good. You have only one husband. You should have many husbands. You say to her like that. Some other prostitutes comes and says to her in that way, is it not like that? You are telling me, you keep coming and telling me, there is a God separately from me. Are you not misleading public in that way? Vena is saying to them, Vena's brain is working. Vena is saying to them that, suppose there is a lady who is very chaste and very mode of goodness, living a simple and pious life. Some prostitutes are coming and, this is Vena's way of comparing. Prostitutes are coming and telling her that why you have only one husband, you should have many husbands, why you live like this. Similarly, here, I am here, and you are coming and telling there is another God somewhere else. Is that not very much similar? Vena is asking. Vena is making a joke of the whole thing. When the rishis try to advise him properly, when Vena is saying to them that this is the way you are making this propaganda that God exists. There is no God. Where is the God? He is saying to them. So the rishi has understood his attitude. He is not willing to change. Not only that, he is not going to take them seriously. He is not going to take the rishi seriously. When they realized that, what did they do? You will see that 34th verse. Itham vyavasita handu, 14th chapter, 34. Itham vyavasita handu, hrushayo rudhamanyava, nijagnunuhum kradeir venam, hatam achyutanindaya. Achyutanindaya. That was enough for them. All they said was, they didn't do anything. All they said, hum, what did you say? In that sense. Nijagnunuhum kradeir venam, humkaram. Omkara means they just said, has it gone that far in that sense? Itham vivasidahandu rishayo rudhamanyama Nijagnurhum kradairvenam hatam achyutanindaya. He dropped dead there. Vena dropped dead. Why did they say? Maitreya Maharshi says there. What did he do wrong? Hatam achyutanindaya. Achyutaninda offended Krishna. That was enough. Because if Krishna decides to leave the body, that body has to drop there. Is it not? If Krishna is inside, Antaryami, he says, Hatam achyutanindaya means that. When the Rishi said to the Antaryami of Vena that this is not acceptable, Antaryami left the body and he dropped dead there. He dropped dead there. So, no, he dropped along with his chair, he fell and dropped dead. So that is why when Rishis talk something, they don't have to speak a lot. One word is enough for things to go. That means when they said hum, it was just like you breathing in and then you breathe out. When you breathing out, the hum came out and they dropped. That is why in the 28th verse you will see, Tasman mam karma bhir vipra yajadvam gadamalsara belim chamahyam harada matto inyako agrabuk puman. Agrabuk puman. That it is showing the nature of the world. That those personalities who cannot even control their body or the mind, they are such people who are saying in this world all the time that they are the one who are running this show, this world. This misunderstanding, like Vena had, many times you will see this. People who can't control their mind and senses and the body, these are the people who claim in the world that they are actually running this world. So, to show to us, when such people are present in this world, it doesn't require a lot from the devotees. If those who are serving Krishna, one word is enough from them that they can drop dead. Like in the 35th verse you will see that Krishubhi swashramapadam gade putra kalaiparam sunidha palaya masa vidya yogena shochati. So, when Vena died, what happened was, he had his followers also, that they have got one martyr. Vena is a martyr for them. So, what they did was, therefore, they decided that we have to look after his body. He also has got followers. So they said, that we have to look after his dead body, isn't it? And they said, his body is very pure. And he was the leader, isn't it? So, saying this, they all went to his mother, Vena's mother, Sunita, and spoke to her. So, and they won't allow the body to be burned, who the followers, because they are saying that he is a great personality, this Vena. So look after his body. You want to keep it as like great personalities, like a sannyasi leaves the body. Similarly, for them, Vena is a great soul. So they wanted to retain Vena's body and they won't allow that the body to be burned. Because they say, now and then we want to see him and want to bring flowers and offer it to him. Their desires inside that. So, with that Vena, there was a group of people who have become totally atheistic nature. And they say that no charity in this kingdom, no fire sacrifices, yagam, yajnam, homam, none of them, and no God exists. And they stuck to their position and they won't allow the body to be burned. So, what mother did, Sunita, she put his body in a big boat filled with oil. Some oil they had. In that, they put his body in there and kept it like that, so that the body doesn't degenerate. They had such a system existed at that time, how to look after the dead bodies. So, you will see there in the 41st verse. Brahmana samadrikshando dinanam samubekshaka
దీనానాం సముపేక్షగాం స్రవదే బ్రహ్మదల్స్యాపి భిన్న భాండాల్పయో యథాం. భిన్న భాండాల్పయో యథాం.
దట్ మైత్రేయ మహర్షి ఈజ్ సేయింగ్ దేర్ సంథింగ్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. ఈజ్ సేయింగ్ దేర్ Krishna is present in the heart of the devotees. Krishna is present in the heart of the devotees. And if Krishna has to come, he needs one medium to flow through. So this body which was kept in that way, Maitreya Maharshi says there, was only for that purpose. Krishna decided, I will come through that body. Which you are all saying, when I was declaring that there is no God, Krishna decided, I'll come through the very body outside. I'm going to come out. That was Krishna's decision. Like Hiranyakashipu said, Krishna is not everywhere. Where is Krishna? He was asking. Prahlada says he is everywhere. Hiranyakashipu said, is he there in the pillar? Prahlada says, I can see him there. And that's why when he pulled the sword out and hit the pillar, Narasimha Murthy appeared from there. So this seems to be Krishna's way of doing things. Wherever you try to say Krishna doesn't exist, from the very person or from the very place, Krishna will appear. As it happened to Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha Murthy appeared from the pillar. Here Krishna decided, this person who declared God doesn't exist, from his very body, Krishna is going to appear now. That is the most interesting thing. How Krishna proves that your so-called argument and logic has no substance. That's what it is showing to us. That so Maitreya Maharshi is pointing out to that to us. He's saying that Brahmana samadrikshando dinanam samubekshaga sarvade brahmadasyabi bhinna bhandal payo yathah. That this Vena's body has become a medium for Krishna to come. The very person who rejected the existence of God, and that very body Krishna is using now to come to this world. To come to this world. So the rishis thought about this. They were feeling a great problem because once the king is gone, anarchy exists there. And that means that although the namesake, it was there, Vena was there as a king, and how to destroy a king, though they were keeping quiet about it. But now that the king is gone, total anarchy there, and therefore it's more dangerous, they realized that. So all these rishis together, they took Vena's body and took out and started churning that body. Churning that body. So, when they churned that body, from that body, some people appeared from there. So one person appeared from there. And he didn't look very, he didn't have any Kshatriya nature in him. Rishis were able to even identify that. Seeing him, they thought that the person who came out from that body says to the rishis that I will manage the kingdom, I can do the administration. So you can appoint me as the king, that person who came out from the body. The rishis looked at each other and they said he should not be actually living in this country. That's the rishi's decision. And send him to the forest. Send him to the forest. It is from them, from that person, what you see there, Kiratas have come. The dwellers in the forest, they are their descendants. That person, his descendants, they are those who live in the forest. You will see in the Bhagavatam many pensions, many different people mention Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Vilkasa. That Kiratas are his descendants. And you'll see the 45th verse. Tam tu te avanadam dinam kim karamidi karomidi vadinam nishidetya bruvam stada
sa nishadas tado bhaval.
They are called nishadas. Nishadas they are called. They have told him, nishada, that you go and stay in the forest. So they have told him to sit down and go. They have become naishadas. Naishada means kiradas or those who live in the forest. Again, the rishi has churned his body, Vena's body. It is at that time that from sarga shakti, that means this power of creation, brought Krishna from Vena's body, and that is what the next chapter is talking about. The appearance of the how they churned his body, and from that appeared Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj appeared from that body. That's all spoken in the next chapter. Let's have a look at that. 15th and 16th, two chapters.
Tadap panjadeshe vipray madhanalvena bahuda jatasya duprathoryuktam abhisheka arhanadhikam.
That for the sake of the society, the rishis, when they churned the hands of Vena, from there appeared Prithu Maharaj. And that Prithu's installations and Prithu's administration, all this is coming in the next many, many chapters.
Panjadashodhyaya Maitraya Vaja Atatasya Vunera Viprair Abutrasya Mahipade Bahubhyam Madhyamanabhyam Midhunam Samabhadyada Tal Drishtva Midhunam Jadamrushayo Brahmavadinam Ujo Paramasandushta Viditva Bhagaval Kalam Krishaya Ujo Esha Vishnu Or Bhagavad Kala Bhuvanavalini Yam Jalakshmi Asambhudi Purushasya Anabhaini Ayam Dupratamo Rajyam Puman Prathaida Yesha Purthur Nama Maharajo Bhavishyari Pradushrava Iyam Jasudadi Devi Gunabhushana Bhushana Archir Nama Vararaho Prudumeva Arundhadi Esha Sakshal Harenam Sho Jado Logari Rakshaya Iyam Chatalpara Hishri Anujatye Anabhayini Maitreya Vajam Prasham Sandismadam Vipra Gandharva Pravara Jagu Mumujusmane Udhara Siddha Nartyandisastriyaha Shangaduri Mrdangadya Nedur Dundubayo Divi Tatra Saroba Jangur Devarshi Pudranam Ganaha Brahma Jagat Guru Deve Sahasrati Sureshwere Vanyasadakshane Haste Drishtva Chinnam Gadabradha Padayora Ravindam Jatambai Mene Hare Kalam Yasya Padihadam Chakramam Shasa Parameshtinam Tasya Vishegamarabdho Brahmane Brahmavadibi Abhishejaniga Nyasmai Ajahru Sarvato Janaha Saril Samudra Grayo Naga Ghava Kaka Mrgaha Dyaukshidi Sarvabhudani Samajahru Rubayanam Sobhishito Maharaja Suvasa Sadhvalangrada Patnyarchishalangradaya Vireje Agnirivapara Tasmai Jaharadanado Haimam Viravarasanam Vairunasalila Srava Matavatram Shashiprabham Vaishya Valavyajane Dharma Girtimayim Srajam Indrakiram Ulkrishtam Dandam Samyamanam Yama Brahma Brahmamayam Varma Bharadi Haram Uttamam Hari Sudarshanam Chakram Talpatnya Vyahadam Shriyam Dasha Chandram Asim Rudra Shata Chandram Tadham Biga Somo Amadamayana Shvam Swashtvar Ubashrayam Radham Agni Rajagavam Chavam Suryo Rashmimaya Nishun Bhupaduge Yogamayo Dyao Pushpavalimanvaham Natyam Sugidam Vaditram Andardhanam Chakechara Shayascha Shishasatya Samudra Shangamalpmaja Sindhava Parvadona Dhyorada Vidhir Mahalpmana Sothodamagado Vanditam Stotum Vadastire Stavagam Sanabipretya Pradur Vainya Pradavavan Mekhanar Haradeya Vaja Prakasam Nidam Abravil Pradhuru Vaja Bho Sudha Hema Gada Saumya Vandim Loke Dhuna Sprishta Gunasya Me Sial Kima Shrayo Me Stava Eshayo Jyadam Mamaya Bhuvan Mitatha Girova Tasmal Parokshes Madhuban Shudha Nilat Angalangari Shadastotra Vichya Vaja Satyuttama Shloka Guna Anuvade Jugupsidam Nastavayandi Sabhyaha. മഹൽ ഗുണാത്മനി കർത്തുമീശം കസ്താവകേ സ്ഥാവയതേ അസതോപി തേസ്യാഭവിഷ്യനിധി പ്രലബ്ധോ ജനാവഹാസം കുമതിർനവേദ പ്രഭവോ ഹ്യാത്മന സ്തോത്രം ജുഗുപ്സന്ധി വിവിശ്രുത ശ്രീമന്ദ പരമോദാര പൗരുഷം വാ വിഗർഹിതം വയം തു വിദിതാ ലോകേ സൂദാദ്യാഭിവരീമഭി കർമ്മഭി കഥമാത്മാനം ഗാവയിഷ്യാമ ബാലവൽ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ധേ പൃഥുചരിതേ പഞ്ചദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. ഇൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ശ്രീധരസ്വാമി സേ ഷോഡശേ സവലോകേശൈ സൽകൃതം ഭാര്യായുധം മുനി പ്രയുക്ത സൂദാദ്യാം സ്തുവന്തി സ്മേതി വർണ്യതേ. That Prithu Maharaj, after he has appeared along with his wife Archisa, who is nobody else than Mahalakshmi, and they were belong with Prithu. Prithu Maharaj appeared with Archisa. They were glorified by Suta and Makhata, being inspired by the rishis, and that's what's spoken in the next chapter.
Maitreya Vaja Idi Bruvanam Narvadim Gayega Municho Odida. ശ്ലാഘ്യാനി ഏഷ ധർമ്മപ്രദാം ശ്രേഷ്ഠോ ലോകം ധർമ്മേനു വർത്തയൻ ഗോപ്താജധർമ്മസേതൂനാം ശാസ്താതൽ പരിബന്ധിനാം ഏഷ വൈ ലോകപാലാനാം വിവർത്തേകസ്തനോ തനു കാലേ കാലേ യഥാ ഭോഗം ലോകയൊരുഭയോർഹിതം വസുകാലമുപാദത്തെ കാലേചായം വിമുഞ്ചതി സമസർവേഷു ഭൂതേഷു പ്രതപൻ സൂര്യവദ്വിഭൂ തിരിക്ഷത്യക്രമം വൈന്യുപര്യാക്രമതാമപി ഭൂതാനാം കരണശിശുത് ആർത്താനാം ക്ഷതിവൃത്തിമാൻ ദേവേയ വർഷത്യ സൌ ദേവോ നരദേവ വപുർഹരി കൃച്ഛ്രപ്രാണ പ്രജാഹ്യേഷ രക്ഷിഷ്യത്യഞ്ജസേന്ദ്രവൽ ആപ്യായേത്യ സൌ ലോകാം വദനാമൃതമൂർത്തിന സാനുരാഗാവലോകേന വിശദസ്മിതചാരുണ അവ്യക്തവർമ്മേഷ നിഗൂഢകാര്യോ ഗംഭീരവേദോ ഉപഗുപ്തവിത്താഹ അനന്തമഹാത്മ്യഗുണൈകധാമ പൃഥുപ്രചേത ഇവ സമ്പ്രദാത്മാ ദുരാസദോ ദുർവിഷഃ ആസന്നോപി വിദൂരവൽ നൈവാഭിഭവിതം ശക്യോ വേനാരണ്യുത്ഥിതോ അനല അന്തർബഹിശ്ച ഭൂതാനാം പശ്യൻ കർമാണി ചാരണേ ഉദാസീനമിവാധ്യക്ഷോ വായുരാത്മാ ആത്മേവ ദേഹിനാം നാ ദണ്ഡ്യം ദണ്ഡയത്യേഷ സുതമാത്മദ്വിഷാമഭി ദണ്ഡയത്യൽപജമഭി ദണ്ഡ്യം ധർമ്മപദേ സ്ഥിതാഃ അസ്യാ പ്രതിഹതം ചക്രം പൃഥോ രാമാനസാചലാൽ വർത്തതേ ഭഗവാനർക്കോ യാവർത്തപതി ഗോഗണേ രഞ്ജയിഷതയല്ലോകം മായയാൽപവിജേഷ്ഠിതൈ അഥാമോഹൂ രാജാനാം മനോരഞ്ജനകൈ പ്രജാഃ ദൃഢവ്രത സത്യസന്ധോ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യോ വൃദ്ധസേവക ശരണ്യ സർവഭൂതാനാം മാനദോ ദീനവത്സല മാതൃഭക്തിപരസ്ത്രീഷു പത്ന്യാമർദ്ധമിവാത്മന പ്രജാസു പിത്രവത്സ്നിഗ്ദ കിം കരോ ബ്രഹ്മവാദിനാം ദേഹിനാമാത്മവൽപ്രേഷ്ടസുഹൃതാം നന്ദിവർദ്ധന മുക്തസംഗപ്രസംഗോയം ദണ്ഡവാണിരസാദുഷു അയം ദു സാക്ഷാൽ ഭഗവം സ്ത്രജീഷ കൂടസ്ഥമാത്മാകലയാവതീർണ യസ്മിന്ന വിദ്യാരചിതം നിരർത്ഥകം പശ്യന്തി നാനാത്തുമഭി പ്രതീതം അയം ഭുവോ മണ്ഡലമോദയാദ്രേർ ഗോപ്തൈകവീരോ നരദേവനാഥ ആസ്ഥായ ചൈത്രം രഥമാർത്ഥചാപം പര്യസ്യ ദേ ദക്ഷിണധോ യഥാർക്ക അസ്മൈ നൃപാലാ കിള തത്ര തത്ര ബലിം ഹരിഷ്യന്തി സ ലോകപാല മംസ്യന്തമേഷാം സ്ത്രീയമാധിരാജം ചക്രായുധം തദ്ദേശ ഉദ്ധരന്ത്യ അയം മഹീം ഗാം ദുദുഹേധിരാജ പ്രജാപതിർവൃത്തികര പ്രജാനാം യോ ലീലയാദ്രിൻ സ്വശരാസകോട്യ ഭിന്ദൻ സമാം ഗാമകരോധ്യതേന്ദ്ര വിസ്ഫൂജയന്നാജകവം ധനുസ്വയം യദാചരൽഷ്മാമ വിഷഹ്യമാജോ തദാ നിലല്യുർദിശി ദൃശ്യസന്തോ അങ്കൂലമുദ്യമ യഥാ മൃഗേന്ദ്ര ഏഷോ അശ്വമേധാൻ ശതമാജഹാര സരസ്വതി പ്രാദുരഭാവി യത്ര അഹാർഷിദ്യസ്യ ഹയം പുരന്തര ശതശ്ക്രതൂ ശരമേ വർത്തമാനേ ഏഷസ്വ സദ്മോഭവനേ സമേത്യ സനൽകുമാരം ഭഗവന്തമേകം ആരാധ്യഭക്ത്യാ ലഭതാമലം തൽ ജ്ഞാനം യതോ ബ്രഹ്മപരം വിദന്തി തത്ര തത്ര ഗിരസ്ഥാസ്ഥ ഇതി വിശ്വത വിക്രമ ശോഷ്യത്യാത്മാശ്രിതാഘാത പൃഥു പൃഥുപരാക്രമ ദിശോ വിജിത്യ പ്രതിരുദ്ധ ചക്ര സ്വതേജസോൽപാടിത ലോകശല്യ സുരാസുരേന്ദ്രൈരുപഗീയമാനം മഹാനുഭാവോ ഭവിതാ പതിർഭുവ ശ്രീമത് ഭാഗവതേ महापुराणे पारमहंस्यां संहितायां चतुर्थ स्कन्धे षोडशोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम संकीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द।
So when they churned Vena's body, because Vena has conducted, Vena has done a lot of sinful activities, all those sinful activities took a form of a person, and that is what Nishadas are. Due to their sinful activities from Vena's body, all the sinful activities what he has done, they took up the form and came out. They are the Nishadas. Nishadas or the Kiratas or those who live in the, they had to live in that way in the forest, in their way, because there is no opportunity for developing knowledge of the self in that body, isn't it? You live in the forest in that way and they conduct their life and go. So because they were born from sinful activities, that is the reason why they were sent to the forest, to live in the forest. They were sent to the forest for that reason. So, they were sent away from there, and their fallen condition is this, because they were born from sin, sinful activities. Vena's sinful activities took the form of a person and came out as Nishada. And that is their fallen state. Patitam it's called. Patitam. Patitam means fallen state. So, then they have churned his right hand, Vena's right hand, the rishis. And how to churn the hand, it's all spoken in the Vedam. Vedam talks about that, how to churn the hand. Accordingly, they churned the hand, and when they churned this wood, arani, and from there, how they create fire from that for the sacrifice, like matchbox, if you light the matchbox with the matchstick. Similarly, when you light the matchbox with a matchstick, how fire comes out from that? Similarly, when they churned this right hand, from there, a personality came out. The personality came out. All this is very amazing things, isn't it? Because those things we have lost it, that technology or the system what they had. Because in Vedam these injunctions are there, how to do this. They knew these things, how to utilize it. And how to bring out another living entity from the body by churning that body. By churning that body. Nowadays we have developed also how to create body from the test tube, isn't it? But they seem to have that knowledge, that, but we haven't reached that state yet. How to create another body from a dead body. How to create life from that. We have created certain things, and the science is also doing all these kind of things. How to create life from the in the test tube. Isn't they feeling very successful about that. Anyway, from that body, a man and a woman appeared. Male and a female form appeared from there. And that is Krishna's appearance as Prithu. Prithu Maharaj. And along with that, Mahalakshmi has also come. Prithu and Mahalakshmi came. Mahalakshmi, she was called Archis at this time. And Mahavishnu came as Prithu. Prithu. That at that point in time, the situation was very bad, in the sense that due to Vena's administration, the whole population has become atheistic. Everybody has become atheistic. Not only that, they have become atheistic, so Prakriti, material nature, started tightening everything, supply restricted. Food won't grow, even if you sow the seed. Rains won't come on time. Earthquakes and all, drought and cyclones, these things, that thing, so many disturbances in the life of the people. And it is at that time they understood, Krishna said, decided that he had to come as Prithu and show to the world how to live in this world. Prithu Maharaj came for that reason, to tell us how to live in this world. Although in Bhagavad Gita we read that, isn't it? That parasparam bhavayanda prema parama vapsyatha. Remember that verse? in the third chapter, I think, that we have Krishna's system is such, there are demigods, devadas, we have to offer sacrifices to please them. In return, they will provide what we need for our living. There are verses in the Bhagavad Gita. Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantva. Parasparam bhavayanda prema parama vapsyatha. Krishna is saying that this is how we are meant to live in this world. That devadas, they should be offered their dues from our side. And they in return provide us for our maintenance. That's the system. So Krishna appeared here. As soon as they saw Prithu Maharaj and Archis, immediately the rishis understood who they are. Who they are. That is incarnation. They understood that it is Mahavishnu himself and the other person is Mahalakshmi. That understood. And they understood that they have appeared as the king. Prithu has appeared as the king. So now that they have come, they have to offer him respect for that matter. Isn't it? Krishna, Mahavishnu has come as the king. So they wanted to offer him all the respects. But here, what Vayana has done, that due to his administration, everything has become limited. That means there was not even a proper throne for the king to sit. Vayana has completely sold everything and did whatever he can. So, this will happen sometimes. I don't know whether you have noticed this. Even big aristocratic families, wealthy families, sometimes, due to lack of pious activities in that family, one time they will be very wealthy. One time. They may be very wealthy. But after some time, due to lack of piety and lack of charity and many other reasons, the family becomes completely poor. But the big house and the property, everything will be there. But those who are living there, they will be in total poverty. Total poverty. This situation happens sometimes. So this way of degradation happens in this world. You can observe this. Vayana's administration was such, the whole kingdom was in serious trouble. They had no wealth at all. Totally bankrupt situation. At that time, Indra himself decided to send a throne, knowing well that Prithu Maharaj had come and also Mahalakshmi had come. Mahavishnu has come with Mahalakshmi, which means Prithu has come with Archis. And seeing that, Prithu sent a throne for them to sit. King, isn't it? New king was taken over. And the same Indra will later fight with him. We will see that later, what happens. So, all the demigods, Indra, Varuna, Vasus, eight Vasus, all of them came there. Mahavishnu also, Lord Shiva also. And Mahavishnu handed over the Sudarshana disc to Prithu and told him, you may need this sometime, keep it with you. So you can see things turned around very soon, that they put him in the Prithu Maharaj on the throne, and Suta and Magadha, they are called the Bandis. Bandis means, you will see in the big royal courts, there are people to glorify the king, to boost their morale, strength, to give them strength, isn't it? So they have installed him in the throne, this Prithu and Archis. And then Sudha and Magadha wanted to glorify the king. But the situation in the kingdom is awful. There's nothing there. Everybody is struggling. So there was no Sudha Magadha there in the palace. Generally, all kings had them in the palace. But Sudha and Magadha had gone from the palace because they could never be maintained by Vayana. Vayana has destroyed the whole thing. So, the rishis brought them back
and told them to glorify the king. So the Sudha and Magadha have got special dresses to wear for that. And they are dressed all that. And they came and wanted to glorify Prithu Maharaj. When they started glorifying, Prithu didn't like it. Prithu told them that, why you want to glorify me? Because Prithu said, whom do you want to glorify? We want to glorify you, they said to Prithu. So Prithu says to them, what's the point in glorifying me now? I have not done anything here. I've just come. And if I have done something and the situation changes here, at that time you can glorify me. But right now, the whole situation is very awkward. And so if you start glorifying me now, I will take it in the wrong way. It's just what we call glorification without the proper meaning, isn't it? So, as they call Mukhastuti, just to glorify or the namesake of faith. And I don't want that, he said to them. Rishis told them that, wait a minute, you have not understood what Prithu has spoken. If you are seeing Prithu Maharaj just as an ordinary king, then don't glorify him in that way. That will be wrong. But actually, he is not an ordinary king. He is the Lord himself. Mahavishnu himself had come here. And he is going to do a lot of things for us in the future. In the future, he is going to do a lot of things. So when you are glorifying him, you should glorify in such a way. You should speak about things, what he is going to do in the future. Then it will be appropriate. And the rishis gave what they told them, what they should speak of the things, what Prithu Maharaj is going to do later. So it changed the whole thing, isn't it? And when the rishis told this to the Sudha and Magadha, the bandhis, they didn't know what he is going to do in the future. How do you know? So they were looking up how to start the glorification. Then the rishis told this bandhi, Sudha and Magadha, that what he is going to do in the future, and everything in the form of verses, the rishis gave that to the Sudha Magadhas. And then Sudha and Magadha started glorifying Prithu Maharaj. So this is that system. This is that system. Similarly, you will see in the olden days, it's not there anymore. In the temple, great devotees used to write about the activities, what Krishna has performed before. And that was in a spoken form. It was conducted in the past. And this system was started by the rishis. Otherwise, how do we know what Krishna is going to do in the future? And then after the rishis have spoken, Sudha and Magadha spoke in a very nice way, glorified Prithu at that time. And in that process, all those verses is all what Prithu is going to do in future, in the verses form. And they said that Prithu will milk the mother earth. One. Prithu is going to milk the mother earth. What else? Prithu will perform 1,000 sacrifices. 1,000 sacrifices. Prithu will fight with Indra. And Indra will lose the battle. And Prithu will get instructed by Sanat Kumara Maharshi in the process of self-realization, the knowledge. From Sanat Kumara Maharshi, directly he will receive Jnanobadesham, the knowledge of the self. He will receive it directly from Sanat Kumara Maharshi. All these things which are going to happen in the future, Sudha and Magadha has spoken in advance about that. So, and that was an amazing glorification. And when Prithu Maharaj heard all these things, he gave them presents for saying these things, what's going to happen in the future. That is a system. And immediately everything was informed to all the people who are present in the kingdom. You have to remember,
those people have completely lost faith in God. They've all become atheists. And they have lost all morals in life. Not only atheistic, they were acting whimsically without following the Vedam, not following the Shastram. They are completely independent way they were acting. So, as soon as Prithu Maharaj appeared, the situation started changing. People felt some protection in Prithu's administration. So all the leaders among the public, they came up to Prithu and they formed a committee and wanted to talk to Prithu about the situation. They were feeling very disturbed because there was no food to eat. The whole kingdom was undergoing through severe austerities and penances. And the material nature was also very cruel to them. No proper, you can say, agriculture didn't happen properly because that was the main thing, food, isn't it? Food was not available. And practically the life was very, very hard, harsh on them. So, as a group they went together, they are talking to Prithu Maharaj about their situation to Prithu. And they told Prithu Maharaj, please protect us. We are in this miserable situation. People do not have any food to eat. It was so bad. To that extent, things have degraded. And they are informing everything to Prithu. And now you can see how Prithu is going to start his activity in the next two chapters. In the next two chapters. That's what we'll read now. Tapta saptadasho loge shudha prashamayan prithu grasta bijam mahim handum yatno bhityataya stutam. First thing Prithu understood that people need food more than anything else, isn't it? And why there was no food? Mother Earth won't release anything from the earth. That can happen any time, isn't it? Suppose you have grown, done your part, that you have plowed the land, you have arranged the water, and you have sown the seed. But where is the guarantee that from that the plant will come out? Who can give you that guarantee? Nobody can give you that guarantee. Unless she releases it from there, isn't it? Nothing was growing, no food was growing. There was shortage of water and there were other calamities, all kinds of material disturbances, and they were trying to grow food, but the food won't come from the land. Land was not responding to that. That is what Bhagavatam is saying here, that Prithu Maharaj saw the situation. People are dying out of starvation, and aushadi bijam, that means if you sow one apple seed, from that a tree comes, hundreds of apples in that tree. Where is this? Who is behind it? If Mother Earth is not releasing that, these hundreds of apples won't come from that. You can put the seed in, nothing will happen. To such an extent, we are dependent on the material nature, on Krishna's mercy. Isn't it? Prithu knows this, people didn't know it. People were in ignorance, they were thinking like we do, isn't it? Whatever we do, everything is okay. Water comes up. But Prithu is fully conscious why the food was not growing, why Mother Earth was not releasing the food. So many simple things in life, when you observe, you can see this. One simple seed of an apple is able, from in that simple one seed, there is potency to make hundreds of apples from that. There is no science and technology involved there. It's nothing but Krishna's mercy that's coming from there. That mercy comes in the form of hundreds of apples for the rest of the population to eat and survive in this world. Food is provided like that. That is Krishna. But we can't see that. We are so blind to all these things. So here, Bhagavatam is saying there, that why Mother Earth is not releasing the food? Prithu wanted to find out. There was an interesting thing. How we deal with Prakriti and how Prithu dealt with Prakriti. When Prakriti reacts like this, how we deal with Prakriti, and how Prithu Maharaj dealt with Prakriti. I was listening to one class, and they were saying there in Australia, some 10 years ago, that they had a severe water shortage. There was no rain, drought, everything. There was severe water shortage. So what they did, they spent about 10 billion Australian dollars and built this desalination plants where they take the water from the sea and then purifies it and make it useful for our utility purposes. They spent 10 billion dollars thinking that there's not going to be any more rain. They attacked in this way. After they completed all this project, it started raining heavily. I heard this in a class in LA. Devamrita Swami was saying this. He said that 10 billion plants is still standing there. And since then every year they have plenty of rain. So the 10 billion gone. Like that. One 10 billion gone like this. Like this, how much money is going in different directions? Imagine that. In the name of defense, in the name of protection, in the name of looking after the public. This is our way of dealing with the Prakriti. If Mother Nature does not provide us food, what are we going to do? We will find some technology to manufacture something, food in some way, like trying to produce food in the Arabian desert. They want to grow the rice there. This is our end. There is plenty of land where rice will grow, but no, we have to grow it in desert only. Only then we can show we have done it. Isn't it to convince the world how good the science is? Prabhupada used to say there is so much land available and so much food can be produced. There is no necessity for anyone to die, starve in this world. But it happens with all our intelligence, isn't it? So that is this. Next two chapters you will see how Prithu is dealing with the material nature. How intelligent Prithu Maharaj is. Prithu knows the problem. That is why rishis knows how to go deeper into the things. We don't know. We are too gross. All we know is what we see is the truth. Nothing else. We don't know anything else more than that. Shri Maitreya Vaja Evam Sabhagavan Vainyakhyabhido Gunakarmabhi Chandayama Sadan Kamai Pratibhujya Vinantyaja ब्राह्मण प्रोहान वर्णन वृत्या अमात्य पुरोधस पौराजान पदान श्रेणी प्रकृति समपूजयल विदुरवाच कस्माद्धधार गोरूपं धरित्री बहुरूपिणी याम दुदोह प्रदुस्तत्र को वल्सो दोहनं च किम प्रकृत्या विषमा देवी कृता तेन समा कथम तस्य मेध्यम हयम देवा कसे हेतोरपहरल सनल कुमाराल भगवदो ब्रह्मन् ब्रह्मविदुत्तमाल लब्ध्वा ज्ञानं सविज्ञानं राजर्षिकां गतिं गदाः यच्छान्यद विकृष्णस्य भवान् भगवद प्रभो श्रवस्य श्रवस पुण्यं पूर्वदेह कथाश्रयं भक्ताय मे अनुरक्ताय तव चादो अजोक्षजस्य च वक्तुमर्हसि यो दुह्यं दैन्यरूपेण गदामिमम् दैन्यरूपेण गामिमां सूदवाच चोदितो विदुरेणैवं वसुदेव वासुदेव कथां प्रति प्रशस्यतं प्रीतमना मैत्रेय प्रत्यभाषद मैत्रेयवाच यथाभिषिक्त प्रदुरङ्गविप्रै आमन्त्रितो जनदायाश्च बाला प्रजा निरन्वेषिति पृष्ठमेत्य क्षुल्क्षामदेहा प्रतिमभ्यवोचन् वयं राजञ्जाण्डरेणाभिदप्ता यथाग्निना कोडरस्तेन वृक्षा त्वामद्ययादा शरणं शरण्यं यः साधितो वृत्तिकर पतिर्ना तन्नो भवानी हविरादवेन्नं क्षुधार्दिदानां नरदेव देव यावन्दनं क्ष्यामहि मुञ्चिदोर्जा वार्तापदिस्त्वं किल लोकपाल मैत्रयोवाच पृथुप्रजानां कुरणं करुणं निशम्यपरिजीवितं दीर्घं दध्यो कुरु श्रेष्ठ निमित्तं स्वन्युपध्यता इति व्यवसितो बुद्ध्या प्रगृहीत शरासन संधदे विशिखं भूमे क्रुद्धस्त्रिपुरः यथा प्रवेमानाधरणि निशम्योधायुधं चतं गौ सत्यभाद्रवद्भीत मृगीवा मृगयुद्रुता तामन्वधावत्तद्वैन्य कुपितोऽत्यरुणेक्षण शरं धनुषि सन्धाय यत्र यत्र पलायते सा दिशो विदिशो देवी रोदसी चान्दरं तयो दावन्दी तत्र तत्रैनं ददर्शानुद्यतायुधं लोके नाविन्दत्राणं वैन्यन् मृत्योरिव प्रजाः
ത്രസ്താനദാനിമൃദേ ഹൃദയേന വിദൂയത ഉവാച ച മഹാഭാഗം ധർമ്മജ്ഞാപന്ന വത്സല ത്രാഹിമാമഭിഭൂതാനാം പാലനേ അവസ്ഥിതോ ഭവാൻ സത്വം ജിഗാംസസേ കസ്മാദ്ദീനാമകൃതഗിൽഭഷാം അഹനിഷ്യൽ കഥം യോഷാം ധർമ്മജ്ഞമിതി യോ മത പ്രഹരന്തി നമേ സ്ത്രീഷു കൃതാകസ്വ ബിജന്തവ കിമ ദത്തദ്വിധ രാജൻ കരുണാ ദീനവത്സല മാ വിവാട്യ അജരാം നാമം യത്ര വിശ്വം പ്രതിഷ്ഠിതം ആൽപാനഞ്ച പ്രജാക്ഷേമം കഥമംബസി ദാസ്യസി പൃഥുർവാച വസുധേ ത്വം മതിഷ്യാമി മച്ഛാസനവരാം മുഖീം ഭാഗം ഭക്ഷീയാം മുക്തേ ന തനോതി ജനോ വസു യവസം ജഗ്ധനുദിനം നൈവ ദോഗ്ധ്യൗധസംഭയാം തസ്യാമേവം ഹി ദുഷ്ടായാം ദണ്ഡോ നാത്ര നശസ്യതേ ത്വം ഖലോഷധി ബീജാനി പ്രാക് സൃഷ്ടാനി സ്വയംഭുവ ന മുഞ്ജസ്യാത്മവിരുദ്ധാനി മാമവജ്ഞായ മന്ധതി അമൂഷാം ക്ഷുൽപരീതാനാമാർത്താനാം പരിദേവിതം ശമയിഷ്യാമി ഉൽഭാണേർഭിന്നായാസ്തവമേതസ പുമാൻ യോഷിതുദക്ലൈവ ആത്മസംഭാവനോധമ ഭൂതേഷു നിരനുക്രോശോ നൃപാണാം തദ്വധോവധ ത്വാം സ്തബ്ധാം ദുർമദാം നീത്വാ മായാഗാം തിലശശരൈ ആത്മയോഗബലേനേ മാം ധാരയിഷ്യാമഹം പ്രജാഃ ഏവം മന്യുമയീ മൂർത്തിം കൃതാന്തമിവ ബിഭ്രതം പ്രണത പ്രാഞ്ജലി പ്രാഹ മഹീ സഞ്ജാതവേ പഥു ധരോ വാചാ നമഃ പരസ്മൈ പുരുഷായ മായയാം വിന്യസ്തനാദാതനവേ ഗുണാത്മനേ നമസ്വരൂപാനുഭവേന നിർദ്ദതം ദ്രവ്യക്രിയാ കാരക വിഭ്രമോർമയേ യേനാഹമാത്മാതനം വിനിർമിതം ദാത്രായതോയം ഗുണസർഗസംഗ്രഹ സ ഏവ മാം ഹന്തുമുധായുധസ്വരാം ഉപസ്ഥിതോന്യം ശരണം കമാശ്രയേ യ ഏതദാദാവസൃജച്ചരാചരം സ്വമായാത്മാത്മശ്രയാ വിതർക്കയ തയൈവ സ്വയം ഗിലഗോപ്തുമുദ്യത കഥം നു മാം ധർമ്മപരോ ജിഘാംസതി നൂനം പ്രദേശസ്യ സമീഹിതം ജനൈ സ്തന്മായയാ ദുർജയാകൃതാത്മഭി ന ലക്ഷ്യതേയസ്തകരോദകാരയം ദ്യോനേകമേക പരദശ്ചമീശ്വര സർഗാദിയോസ്യാനുരണർദ്ദിശക്തിർദ്രവ്യക്രിയാകാരകചേതനാത്മഭി തസ്മൈ സമുന്നദ്ധനിരുദ്ധശക്തയേ നമ പരസ്മൈ പുരുഷായ വേധസേ സവൈ ഭഗവാൻ ആത്മവിനിർമ്മിതം ജഗൽ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാന്തക്കരണാത്മകം വിഭോ സംസ്ഥാപയിഷിന്ന ജമാം രസാദലം ഉജ്ജൽ അഭ്യുജ്ജഹാരാംബസമാതിസൂകര അമാ ഉപസ്ഥേമൈനാവ്യവസ്ഥിത പ്രജാഭവാനദ്ധരിരക്ഷിഷൂഖില സ വീരമൂർത്തി സമഭൂധരാധരോ യോ മാം പയസ്യുഗ്രശരോ ജിഘാംസസി നൂനം ജനൈരീഹിതമീശ്വരാണാം അസ്മദ്യുതേ സൽ ഗുണസർഗമായയാ നജ്ഞായതേ മോഹിതചിത്തവർമ്മഭി സ്തേഭ്യോ നമോ വീരൈശസ്കരേഭ്യ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ധേ ധരിത്രീ നിഗ്രഹോ നാമ സപ്തദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ പ്രിഥു ഹാഡ് എ എൻകൗണ്ടർ വിത്ത് ഭൂമിദേവി മദർ എർത്ത്. And after that, Bhumidevi surrendered. Bhumidevi was very open and straightforward about that. Bhumidevi said to Prithu, these people don't deserve any food. She decided, there is no necessity for me to release any food for them. After all, they are atheists. They don't believe in another power, Supreme Personality's power, Krishna's power. My job is to serve my husband. That is, Mahavishnu's wife is Bhumidevi, isn't it? Bhumidevi and Shri Devi. Shridevi and Bhumidevi is Vishnu's wives. So Bhumidevi says to Prithu, I have no responsibility towards these people who does not perform sacrifices, who doesn't please my husband. Why should I give them food? That is, Bhumidevi took a very tough position. And Prithu Maharaj had to act very strongly on that. So afterwards Bhumidevi accepted Prithu's instructions that how people will be trained up in religious life, in spiritual life, and how they will come back to the path of spiritual life instead of continuing their material life, way of life. And after that, Bhumidevi agreed to release everything. And all that, what she has released is the next chapter. After that we'll discuss. Shridhara Swami says there, Ashtadashe mahi vakyal valsa putradi bhedada prudvadi bistu sa dugdha swam swam dugdha midiryade. Based on Bhumidevi's words, Prithu and others got everything they wanted from Mother Earth. And that's what's the next chapter. Maitreya Vaja, Ittham Prithum Abhishto Yarusha Praspuritha Adharam Punarahava Nirbhidam Samstabhyalpmanam Almana Sam Niyachavidomanyam నిబోధశ్రావితం చ మే సర్వసారమాదతే యథా మధుగరో బుధా అస్మిన్ లోకే అథవా ముష్మి మునిభిస్తత్వదర్శిభి దృష్ట్వా యోగా ప్రయుక్తాంశ్చ పుంసాం శ్రేయ ప్రసిద్ధయే తానా దృష్టదయ సమ్యక్ ఉపాయాన్ పూర్వదర్శితాన్ అవరశ్రద్ధయో వేదం ఉపేయాన్ విందదయంజస తాననాదృత్యో విద్వాన్ అర్థ ఆరభతే స్వయం తస్య విభజనంత్యర్థో ఆరబ్ధాశ్చ పునః పునః పురాసృష్టాయోషధయో బ్రహ్మణాయా విశాంబదే బుజ్యమానామయా దృష్ట అసద్భిరవృధృతవ్రదై అపారిదానాధృదాజ భవద్భిర్లోకపాలకై చోరీభూతేదలోకేహం యజ్ఞార్థే అగ్రసమౌషధి నూనం దావీరుదక్షిణామైకాలేన భూయస తత్ర యోగేన దృష్టేన భవానాదాదుమర్హతి వల్సం కల్పయమే వీర ఏనాహం వల్సలం వల్సలా తవా ధోక్షే క్షీరమయాన్ కామాన్ అనిరూపం చ దోహనం దోగ్ధారం చ మహాబాహో భూతానాం భూతభావన అన్నమింసిదమూర్జస్సద్భగవాన్ వాంఛతే యది సమాం చ గురుమాం రాజన్ దేవ పృష్టం యథా పయా అభర్తావ విభద్రం దే ఉపావర్తేత మే విభో ఇది ప్రియం హితం వాక్యం భూమాదాయ భూపతి వల్సం కృత్వా మనం పాణ అదుహల్ సకలౌషధి తథా పరేజ సర్వత్ర సారమాదతదే బుధా తదోన్యచేథా కామం దుదుహు ప్రదుభావిదం ఋషయో దుదుహుర్దేవి ఇంద్రియేష్వదసత్తమ వల్సం బృహస్పతిం కృత్వా పయఛందోమయం శుచి కృత్వా వల్సం సురగణ ఇంద్రం సోమమదో దుహన్ హిరణ్మయేన పాత్రేణ వీర్యం ఓజో బలం పయాః దైదేయో దానవా వల్సం ప్రహ్లాదమసురర్షభం విదయా దుదూహన్ క్షీరం అయవత్రే క్షీరమయం పత్రే సురాసవం గంధర్వప్సరసోదక్షన్ పాత్రే పల్పమయే పయా వల్సం విశ్వావసం కృత్వా గాంధర్వం మధు సౌభగం వల్సేన విదరో రామ్న కవ్యం క్షీరమధుక్షద ఆమపాత్రే మహాభాగా శ్రద్ధయా శ్రాద్ధదేవదాః ప్రకల్ప్య వల్సం కపిలం సిద్ధ సంకల్పనామయీం సిద్ధిం తపసి విద్యాం చ ఏజ విద్యాధరాదయా అన్యేజ మాయినో మాయామంతర్ధానాద్భుతాల్పనాం మయం ప్రకల్ప్య వల్సం దే దుదుహుర్ధారణామయీం యక్షరక్షాంసి భూతాని పిశాజా పిశిదాశనా యభూదేశ వల్సా దుదుహు కపాలే క్షతజాసవం తథాహయో దందశుగా సర్పానాగాశ్చ దక్షగం విధాయ వల్సం దుదుహుర్బిలపాత్రే విషంపయా పశవో యవసం క్షీరం వల్సం కృత్వా జగో వృషం అరణ్యపాత్రే చాదుక్షన్ మృగేంద్రేణ చ దంష్ట్రేణ క్రవ్యాదా ప్రాణిన క్రవ్యం దుదుహు స్వే కళేబరే సువర్ణ వల్సా విహగాశ్చరం చాచరమేవ చ వడవల్సా వనస్పదయ ప్రదగ్రసమయం పయ గిరయో హిమవద్వల్సా నానాధాదూన్ ససానుషు సర్వే సుముఖ్య వల్సేన స్వే స్వే పాత్రే పృథక్ భయ సర్వకామదుఃఖాం పృథ్వీం దుదుహు పృదుభావిదాం ఏవం పృథ్వాదయ పృథ్వీ అన్నాదాస్వన్నమాల్పన దోహవల్సాదిభేదేన క్షీరభేదం కురుద్వహ తదో మహిమదీ ప్రీద సర్వకామదుఃఖాం ప్రదు దుహిదృత్వే చకారే మాం ప్రేమ్నా దుహిదృవత్సల చూర్ణయన్ సదనుష్కోట్య గిరిగూఢాని రాజరాల్ భూమండలమిదం వైన్యం ప్రాయశ్చక్రే సమం విభూ అథాస్మిన్ భగవాన్ వైన్య ప్రజానాం మృతిదప్పిద దివాసాన్ కల్పయాన్ చక్రే తత్ర తత్ర యథార్హత గ్రామాన్ పురపత్తనాని దుర్గాని వివిధాని చ ఘోషాన్ వ్రజాన్ స శిబిరాన్ ఆగరాన్ ఖేడకర్వడాన్ ప్రాక్ప్రథోరిహ నైవేషాం పురగ్రామాది కల్పన యథాసుఖం వసంది స్మ తత్ర తత్రా గుదోభయ శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం చతుర్థ స్కందే పృథువిచయే అష్టాదశోధ్యాయే సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. So we'll have a break and then we'll continue.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chedo Darpanam Arjanam Bhavamaha, Davagni Nirvavanam, Shreya Kaitava Chandriya Vitaranam, Vidyavadhu Jeevanam, Anandam Budivardhanam Pradipada, Purnam Radaswadhanam, నాశవనంబరం విజయదే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం నామనామకారి బహుదా నిజ సర్వశక్తి తత్రార్పితా నేమిదా స్మరణేన కాలా ఏదాదృశీ తవ కృపా భగవన్ మమాభి దుర్గైవ మేదృశమిహాజనినానుయాగా తృణారవిషునీజేన హరోరవి సహిష్ణునా అమానినామానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదా హరి.
नदनम न जनम न सुंदरी सविदांबा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनि ईश्वरी भवदात् भक्तिरहै दुगित्वै अयि नन्दनयो जगिङ्गरं पतिदामां शमे भवाम्बुदो कृपया तव पादपङ्कजस्थितदूली सदृशं विचिन्तय नयनं गलदश्रुधारया वदनं गद्गदरुद्धया गिरा पुलहैर्निजितं कदा वपो तव नामग्रहणे भविष्यति युगायुधं निमेषेण चक्षुषा प्राविशायुधं शून्यायुधं जगत्सर्वं गोविन्दविरहेण मे आश्लिष्य वा पादरदां विनष्टु माम् अदर्शनां मर्महदां करोतु वा यथा तथा वा विदधातुलम्बड मल्प्राणनाथास्तु नैव नापरा
the population of they formed a committee to talk to Prithu Maharaj about their grievances. They are going to see him, and when they went to see him, he asked them, "What is your problem?" He said that they said, "The only problem is we have no food to eat. That's our problem. That people are dying because there was no food to eat. Whatever we have done with the land, we have done according to the tradition then to cultivate food. But Mother Earth is not releasing anything. Nothing is coming from Mother Earth. No yield from the land. And even if you have planted the seed, sometimes the rain is not very certain and it's erratic way. And once the summertime comes in the heat, in the sun, there was no food. Everything was drying up. So here you can see that not only the land has stopped producing, the population is also dying along with that. When does these things happen? Situation becomes so desperate. When there is shortage of food, you can imagine what the situation will be in the world with the population, general population. That protect us, they pray to the king. Do something about this, he said. So, along with that, what other things happened? There was shortage of food, number one. Secondly, people were getting sick. Unusual illnesses, diseases developed in the whole kingdom. And people took advantage of that, particularly the dacoits and thieves. Naturally, when you are in a situation like that, there is no values anymore. All morals will go. And people will start exploiting the situation. And they were stealing at that time. Suppose a person has eaten some food, and somebody else was shortage of food, they will kill this man and take from his stomach the food and eat it. To that extent, things were so desperate. So, in the Bhagavatam, it also says there that these kind of situations can develop in later, in the age of Kali advancing. Things will go in that direction. That this is what Bhagavata Puranam's lesson to us, that sometime things can develop in that way. So when a situation develops in that direction, in this way, what should one do? That is what Bhagavatam is teaching us. That if there is short supply, if there is material nature is acting very harsh towards us, not providing food. So in this incident, in the Prithu Maharaj story, it's also teaching us how we should react to a situation if things get out of control. material nature restricting the supply of food. What can we do? All our Prabhupada wrote once that you can manufacture nuts and bolts, but you can't manufacture food. Food has to come from the earth. Mother Earth has to give us the food. What can you do with your nuts and bolts, he said. And so, the same thing here, that how to generate the food from Mother Earth, and Prithu Maharaja, Prithu as, what did he do straight away? He took his bow and arrow in the hand to ask the Mother Earth, why you are not releasing the food? That was his question. And because he knew that Mother Earth has a responsibility towards the king, he knew that. So he found out the source is not releasing it. So let me find out from the source itself why the food is not growing. So he goes to them, and what did he do? And why Mother Earth is not releasing the food? He decided to ask the question. See that? How Mother Earth, he asked the Mother Earth. If you look at the 16th chapter, you will see how he asked that question in the 16th chapter. Na dandyam, 13th verse. Na dandyam dandayatyesha sudam almadvushamabi dandayatyalmajamabi dandyam dharmabhathe sthidaha. Na dandyam dandayatyesha sudam almadvushamabi dandayatyalmajamabi dandyam dharmabhathe sthidaha. Hanuman, when he went to Lanka, he says some interesting things there. He said, you can only show courtesy to someone who is courteous. But somebody, there is no point in showing courtesy to the Rakshasas, he says. He says. So, and as a king, it is their duty to act properly. If somebody is not acting properly, there is no courtesy towards them. So, Prithu knows this. So, when he took the bow and arrow, what did Bhumi Devi did? What did she do? She started running. She started running. She took the form of a cow and she is running. Running away from Prithu Maharaj. Prithu, what did he do? Prithu, what he did was that when he was installed as a king, different personalities came and they offered different gifts to Prithu. So, Bhumi Devi also came at that time and she offered a gift to Prithu. What was that gift? It was a pair of shoes. A pair of shoes. So, it was not an ordinary pair of shoes. The nature of those shoes, you can see in the 15th chapter, mentions what is special with those shoes. 18th verse. Agni Rajagavam Chapam Suryo Rashmi Maya Anishun Bhu Paduge Yoga Mayo Dyao Pushpavali Manvaham. Agni Rajagavam Chapam Suryo Rashmi Maya Anishun Bhu Paduge Yoga Mayo Dyao Pushpavali Manvaham. Speciality with that show says that that Yogamai, that shoes are Yogamai. It has got yogic power, those shoes. If you put the shoes on and stand there, and then what you desire, wherever you want to go, you just desire yourself, that's enough. The shoe will take you there. That was the beauty of those shoes. All these things, difficult for us to accept it, isn't it? Completely unknown. We have got the Gukchi, 200 pounds or 300 pounds. That doesn't do it. So, there's nobody manufacturing these kind of shoes today. But whatever it is, the thing is that so many yoga siddhis they had, that Prithu Maharaj's situation was like that. These shoes he put on, and he knew that he can get wherever he want with those shoes. So when you hear all this, you don't mind getting a couple of pair of shoes like that, isn't it? So why? It is Yogamai. Say, sir. See that? In the 18. Agni Rajagavam Chapam Suryo Rashmi Ayanishun Bhu Paduge Yogamayo. That is why specifically spoken there. Bhu Paduge Yogamayo Dyo Pushpavali Manuham. Pushpavali Manuham. So he uses this, and you don't have to even walk, it will take you straight away there. So Bhumi Devi, wherever she ran, Prithu Maharaj followed with this bow and arrow in his hand. Bhumi Devi says to him, I have given you that shoes and you are using that and you are giving me trouble now with this, isn't it? And saying this, she is running. She is saying this and she is running. Prithu was not willing to listen to anything. So Prithu, Bhumi Devi turned around, stood there and glorified Prithu Maharaj. Glorified Prithu Maharaj. She said to him, whatever I have done, there is nothing wrong in that. Because you should not give trouble to me for various reasons. First thing, I am a woman. And secondly, I am a cow as well. And in order to create some compassion in the heart of Prithu, she took this form of a cow. Bhumi Devi has taken the form of a cow, just to create compassion. And cows, when they commit a mistake, or women, when they commit mistakes, knowledgeable people, they don't punish them. Women women, children, cows, they are all exempted from committing mistakes and they are forgiven, they are pardoned. All these rules, Bhumi Devi is saying to Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj says to her that people like you, personalities like you, if you commit mistakes, then I have to punish them. As a king, I have to punish them. Because what has happened is, a cow, for example, you are at home, a cow, you are feeding the cow very well with hay and water, the good food, what the cow wants to eat, grass, good grass, everything. And there is plenty of milk in the udder, the cow's udder. But when you start milking, no milk is coming from the cow. So if that, when cows are like that, the nature is like that, my duty is to beat that cow, very good punishment. I'll do that. Prithu says to the Bhumi Devi. And here, that is the situation. These people, poor people here in this country, they have deposited all their wealth in you in the form of aushadhi. Aushadhi means the seeds. That's their richness, isn't it? Wealth. Fruits, vegetables, grains. Everything they have deposited inside you. And that's not yours. They have put it in there. It does not belong to you. And these were created at the time, the original creation, Brahma created that, they were created. They're called aushadhi. Aushadhi means the seeds of all the different plants and trees and vegetables, everything. The original seeds were created by Brahma himself during the process of creation. And they had them and they brought it and deposited it inside you, and you are meant to give it back to us in the form of food. But you are keeping it, saying that it's yours. And that is not acceptable, Prithu says to her. And like we also store large amounts of food sometimes, isn't it? Saying that we have created this. It is ours in that way. That we did the farming, we are the farmers, we did the farming and we created that. And in reality, it is not ours. Bhumi Devi created and given it to us to use it. So, truthfully to say, everything was created by Brahma himself. Nothing we brought with us here when we came either. And we also know that we can't take anything with us when we go. Whatever food is given is for our maintenance here in this world. So in situations like this, you have to be punished. You have to be punished. In the Saptama Skandam, in the 7th canto, Sri Narada Maharshi says this to Yudhishthira. He mentions here, Adhyam yo abhimanyada sasteno dandamarhadi. Anyone who is taking more than what's necessary in this world to live, he is a thief and he should be beaten. Sri Narada Maharshi is saying this. In the 7th canto, you can see this. Adhyam yo abhimanyena sasteno dandamarhadi. He deserves beating. It's in the 14th chapter, 7th canto, 8th words. So, Bhagavatam's opinion is like that. If you are taking more than what you need in this world, then you should be given heavy punishment. That is the Bhagavatam's opinion on this. That means hoarding food and hoarding things which are necessary for the human species to utilize, that is not acceptable. And in many places this will keep. And if that happens, that you will get punishment in some form will come. So when Prithu Maharaj said all these things, Bhumi Devi understood that this is not an ordinary person. And she understood that it is Mahavishnu himself had come like this. Bhumi Devi says to him that although things have understood like this, Bhumi Devi still won't give up. She is still trying to say logic to her. That is the interesting thing. That she says to him, you may be making a mistake, Bhumi Devi says to Prithu. You may be making a mistake. Because in the past, Bhumi Devi says, remember, when Krishna appeared as Lord Varaha, at that time, Varaha carried Mother Earth on her, on his tusk, isn't it? And had brought him from the bottom of the Rasadalam and put her on top of the water, Mother Earth. And similarly, you have done this to me before, Bhumi Devi saying to Prithu. Prithu Maharaj, she is saying to him, you took this form of Varaham and took me out from the water and put me on the top of the water. I went underneath the water, but I was brought up. And suppose, imagine, she says, that for the sake of looking after your subjects, the population, suppose you kill me, then where will you keep them? Suppose you kill me, because Mother Earth grows bodies, this earthly planet. Suppose you kill me, then there won't be any earth left. Where will you keep all your population? If you act like this without any intelligence, what does it mean? Bhumi Devi asked this question to whom? To Prithu Maharaj. Sometime back, you may have heard this also story that a person is sitting on a branch of a tree. The branch is going like this. This is the tree. He is sitting here and he is cutting the branch here. He is sitting on the branch away from the trunk and he is cutting the branch on that part between the trunk and where he is sitting. So what will happen? So, is that not what you are doing? She said to him. Similarly, just to look after your population, you are killing me and they are living in me in this world. So, that is what you will see there in the 17th chapter, 22nd verse, this logic, what she put forward. She says to him, Vasudhe Prithuruvacha, then, this is the words from Prithu Maharaj in reply to her. When she said that, Prithu Maharaj spoke like this. What does Prithu say? Prithu says, Vasudhe Tvam vadhishyami machasana parang mukhim
Bhagam Barhishiya Vrante Natanoti Chano Vasu. That he says here. I know, Vasudhe, Tum Madhishyami Machasana Paramukhim. I am very much aware that all the people are sitting on you, or living on you. And you know what I will do? Prithu says to her, you are Medini. Medini means you have got Medas, flesh in your body. What I will do is, I will cut the flesh from your body and I will ration it out to them to eat that flesh. And afterwards, I will create another earthly planet like you, and I will keep the people in that planet. Prithu was capable of doing that. So Mumidevi understood that that logic is not going to work with Prithu. So when he said that, immediately Bhumidevi fell at his feet and asked for shelter and told him that do not get angry like this. You will see in the 18th chapter this mentioned there. Not to get angry. He says in the 7th verse, Apalidana drudaja bhavadbir loga palake chori bhuteda logeham yajnyarthe agrasama oshadhi. Apalina drudaja bhavadbir loga palake chori bhuteda logeham yajnyarthe agrasama oshadhi. You can see from that, yajnyarthe agrasam aushati, from that word from Bhumidevi, that you can see Bhumidevi is changing her way of thinking. She has more started agreeing with Prithu. Up to this she argued not to release the food, and she was justifying her action. Now when Prithu Maharaj took this very firm stand, what he is going to do, she realized that it's not going to work, so she decided to come along with him. She says to him that, I have not done anything wrong, she said. Suppose you have sown one seed of any fruit, apple or pear or anything, or a pumpkin or whatever it may be. If you have sown one seed, how many pumpkins you get out of that? Many, many. 50 or 100 pumpkins will come out of that. We give very little to Mother Earth, is it not? When you sow the seed, you are only giving one seed to her. And Bhumi Devi gives it back to us 50 times, 100 times, and even more sometimes, isn't it? Why does she give this to us? To tell us that I'm giving this to you, utilize it and do something good for engaging in good karma. Activity to engage in good activities. Which means that using this, worship my husband. That's what she is saying, which is Mahavishnu. So offering him this food, what has been given to us, to offer it to Vishnu or Krishna. And after pleasing him, whatever that is left behind, you can take it and take it as prasadam. Take it as prasadam. That is what we are actually allowed. That's all what we are allowed. And that understanding has gone away from the public. What they are saying is that as soon as the sun rises in the morning, we start thinking, I have to fill my belly first. That's the first thought comes in. When this mentality comes, no obligation towards Krishna, that Krishna has provided this for this purpose. This very fundamental principle that the Mother Earth is giving us food, we are sowing the seed and in return she gives so much to us. Why for? What for? She is obliged, not obliged to give us anything. Her point is, I am giving this to you only for to serve my husband who is Mahavishnu. So serve him, please him, and then you can take it, whatever you need for your living in this world. Nothing more than that. This is the Bhagavata philosophy. And as long as this is followed, there will be enough supply from the Mother Earth. Otherwise, she can pull back everything. The supply can be restricted. So, idea is all these grains, vegetables, milk, everything is produced for this purpose. That you can make nice prasadam
and offer it to Krishna, and in order to do that, you require the body, isn't it? Require the body, and therefore the body has to be maintained to grow the food, and when the food is grown, to prepare different preparations to offer it to Krishna, everything requires this gross body. So, in order to maintain this body, you need some food, and that you are alive, allowed to take. And that is why in Ishopanishad, when you look, you remember that verse, tena tektvena bunjita, isn't it? Ishavasam idam sarvam tena tektvena bunjita. This is, you are allowed to take what is necessary. Tena tektvena bunjita. And magrida kasasid dhanam, knowing very well to whom it belongs to. Remember that verse? Ishavasam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tektvena bunjita magrida kasasid dhanam, knowing very well to whom it belongs to. It is Krishna's property, it is. If you don't do that, we are actually thieves. That is what Krishna is saying through this story to us. Bhumi Devi is giving food to us, and it actually belongs to Mahavishnu, her husband's property. She is giving it to us freely, and in return, without any gratitude of offering the food, this is the principle underlying the principle behind offering food to Krishna. We are thinking, oh, food is there, so we have prepared everything, what we like to eat, and then we offered it. I'm offered, everybody says, have you offered the food? Yes, yes, offered the food. And then I'm waiting, if the food is offered, then I'm ready to eat. That's the mood. But that's not what this is teaching us. The story is this, that Bhagavatam is saying to us, that Bhumi Devi is releasing the food to us on this condition, that you will utilize your prasadam, what will come from that after offering to Krishna, which will give you sufficient strength to do the things what's necessary. So, this is the Shastric injunction. Now what has happened? Everyone grows food for their own satisfaction, isn't it? Nothing for Krishna. Krishna, no food. Food for everybody else, food for life or whatever, being food for everybody else, but for Krishna there is no food. So, you can imagine the situation happening in people's life all the time. Suppose, say, imagine somebody is giving food and help for the temple prasadam, offering everything. Suppose for some reason, some financial difficulties happened at home. Income got disturbed, or there was not sufficient income, something happening. Then what will happen? You'll start cutting the budget, isn't it? The first thing to cut the budget is to the temple. What? That's where the first cut. Economy, when you start managing economy at home, the first cut is, what has to be given? Oh, we can't afford anymore, they'll say. We can't afford that. Everything else we can afford, but this is the first thing that has to be cut. Sometimes you can see when suddenly people had deposited a lot of money in the bank. The bank gone. Like you can imagine that heist, or what do they call it, recently what happened here. So many people, they lost their money there, isn't it? Jewels and expensive things, they were storing there. The place was robbed, or some people have done the things, and they've taken away everything, and a lot of people have lost money. So something like that, things like that happen. So what happened then? What we do was, first we cut everything. People cut, they say you can't have food anymore. So previously they were giving something to the temple. Now they are saying that this year we can't afford anything. We'll see next year if it gets better. Situation gets better. So when we are economizing, or when we are cutting our budget, the first thing you will cut is what is meant for Krishna. That's what we cut first. Not the things what is meant for our sense gratification. Our budget is, our other things are concerned, it goes according to the budget. Because there is somewhere else you have to cut. You see? So this cutting business is a very difficult thing. Once in one occasion, in Padmanabhaswamy temple in Thiruvananthapuram, where they had a lot of wealth, But it was not released, known to public. Even today we know about that. It is, they have got over 12 or 14 billion pounds worth of jewelry and expensive gold and ornaments, everything at the temples, the storage. So one king in that tradition, long ago, there was severe problem. They couldn't, the people were suffering heavily, there was a drought in the kingdom, and there was no proper rains and everything. And there was, because of that, people started stopped the offering to the temples. So temple also fallen into difficulties. Although this expensive gold jewelry and everything was there, it was not even known to many kings because it was going through so many generations like that. So in them days, the British ruled India. And British system was, they will appoint what they call Diwan in for different kings. Kings were ruling India who were reporting to the British administration. And the administration appointed, in consultation with the king, a chief administrator. He was called a Diwan. So Diwan was consulted by the king. So king told the Diwan that what should we do in this situation, how to maintain this large temple going in this way, it is coming very difficult. The answer, Diwan was an intelligent person, he said to them that we will start feeding the devotees who are coming to the temple. We start feeding them. There was no money left for the temple management, for the temple situation, even the temple activities to continue, there was not funds. There they are saying, the king is the advisor or this chief administrator, he is saying to the king, let's start prasadam for everybody who comes here twice a day, he said. And when he said that, the king was in a dilemma what to do about that. But the Diwan or this administrator was so confident that if you do the right thing, things will change. And that's what happened. That's what happened. Because he was so sure, we are not the people who are running this world. This world is not running because of us. There is somebody else who is behind it, running the show here. And the proprietor, as Krishna says, who is the proprietor? Bhoktaram yajnyatavasam sarvaloga maheshwaram sukhrutam sarvabhudanam yatvamam shanti mrchadi. All these verses we also recite, but we have no faith in that. But this particular person, he had the total faith that Krishna is running this world, and if Krishna wants to provide, he will provide it. Supply will not be restricted at that time. So these are the mistakes that everybody is committing, that we are not the people who are running this world. That faith we have to have. We are missing that faith, is it not? At the moment, most of the times, all these big leaders are thinking they are running the show. That is, but tomorrow if Mother Earth restricts the supply, even they will be gone from here. What can they do? Equally, you can think, see this also, when we entered into the mother's womb, who gave us any guarantee about food? Who arranged everything? Who was supplying us food there in the womb of the mother? We didn't know anything. We just came, got inside, and the body grew up. Who made arrangements to supply food to us through mother's body, and who organized everything for us while we were in the womb? There was no Tesco and Asda inside, was there? Everything was coming to us. We didn't go after the food, it was coming to us. Similarly, when you are born from the womb of the mother, as a baby when you come out, you didn't know there was a father, you didn't know there was a mother. Who arranged everything? Knowing well that you are going to come out, who organized the system in such a way there was a father and a mother to care for you? Who arranged that? You didn't arrange and then come. You came and then it was already arranged for you by superior arrangement, that is Krishna. We don't see all these things. We are thinking that everything is in our control, we can manage everything. So what Bhagavatam is telling us, if you are feeling poverty in life, in money, shortage of money, then what you have to do is to spend the money for Krishna in abundance what you have got. That is the solution to the problem. That when poverty comes in life, spend money for Krishna as much as you can possible. And then you will see poverty will go. That is the way to get out of the poverty. That's what we don't do. We go in the wrong way. So this is the history that was followed in the ancient times by the kings, by the great personalities. They followed this principle. Because we have lost that brain, that intelligence, people thought that we will stop serving Krishna, worshipping Krishna. And therefore, when they have taken that decision, Bhumidevi said to Prithu, I have taken this decision not to give them anything. Why should I? That was her logic. That and Bhumidevi says to Prithu, I didn't have a king who was running the administration properly. I didn't have a king like you who knew these things. Talking about Vena. That Vena turned the whole thing around. Vena said, there is no God. Mean saying to Bhumidevi that I don't care whether you give food or not. So I decided to restrict it. And he didn't recognize that my husband, whose wealth everything is, Mahavishnu's wealth, that I'm restricting because he is not responding to it properly. And if the king himself is doing this, what am I supposed to do? Bhumidevi said this to Prithu Maharaj. So therefore, there was nobody to look after Bhumidevi. Kings are supposed to look after the Bhumidevi. There was nobody there. And not only, apart from that, whatever wealth was there in their kingdom, they started using it for wrong purposes. Whatever wealth they had, the king. So immediately, I restricted the supply, I pulled back, says. And if sometime in the future, people like you or other kings, if they come forward and if they start managing the things properly, then I'm no problem I have. I'm willing to release everything again. This was Bhumidevi's reply. Reply to Prithu Maharaj. So, I'm keeping everything in storage, but if you decide to manage the things properly like the way it should be done, Bhumidevi put this condition that it is meant for placing Vishnu. Yajnam. You remember in the Bhagavad Gita, first six chapters, talking about Yajnam, Yajnam. Yajnartham, Karmanonyatra, Logoyam, Karmabandhanam. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, you can see. So many verses in that chapter, talking about Yajnam, Yajnam, Yajnam. Why Yajnam? This is the reason behind that. Why Yajnam should be there. Yajnam means, the underlying principle is, everything belongs to Krishna. Bhumidevi is a keeper of that wealth. She will provide food, all our necessities, as long as the wealth is used for the right purpose. So Bhumidevi says to Prithu Maharaj, there is no necessity to get frightened about this. If when you are having some short supply of things, you can take it that Bhumidevi is keeping it, holding it back. That's why it's not coming. And if somebody comes in the proper way, approach her, she is willing to give that. There's no point in getting, panicking about it. There's no need to panic about it. So Bhumidevi is very confident while saying all these things. She knows what's happening. So she says like this. So at that time, Prithu Maharaj says to her, then you release everything. I want everything. Bhumidevi says, there is a process for everything. It's not that just you ask and I just give it to you. There's a system for that. And that has already been decided by great personalities. And if you don't follow that process, also, it is not going to come out. You have to follow that process. And I'm standing here like a cow. That means you have to milk everything from me, in the form of a milk. You have to take it from me. That's why that thing, actually many people read that and they start thinking, this is not meant to make understanding why it is like this. Unless you know the reason behind it, it won't make any sense when you start reading those verses in the Bhagavatam. You say so many things that say, I will read that verses, you'll see.
that Bhumi Devi is saying, I am here like a cow standing there. How do you get from me? In the form of milk. So in order for the cow to give the milk, you need the calf. So you have to bring the calf, and then you milk, and then you will get the milk. You bring the calf and make the calf to drink the milk, and then if the calf is given plenty of milk, naturally you will get plenty of milk from me. Bhumi Devi says, I am like a cow now. So you have to get in that way you have to get it from me. There is no other way. You can't come and tell me to give everything. It's not going to happen. So you can milk it from me, but one thing, that if I have to release everything, then first the calf has to drink the milk, isn't it? Only then the cow will release the milk plenty. So Prithu Maharaj understood what she was saying. And so Prithu Maharaj says to the cow, first you have to give us what is required for the demigods. Because what did Vena do? Vena stopped all the sacrifices, which means demigods have restricted the supply. So in order to please the demigods, what we need is the milk first from you. So all the demigods together, Prithu Maharaj tells all the demigods to come together, and they made Indra as the calf, and they milked whatever they want from Bhumi Devi. So Indra took the form of a calf and came to this Bhumi Devi as the cow, and Indra put his mouth in the nipples and started sucking the milk from there, and Mother Earth gave plenty to her. Demigods want nectar, so nectar was given to Indra. Then the demons came. They also want. So demons came. He told them, Bhumi Devi said, you can take whatever you want from me. So naturally, among demons, who is their representative? Prahlada. Prahlada is their representative. So keeping Prahlada as a calf, when Prahlada touched the udder and asked for, what they wanted was, they want alcohol. That's what they wanted to drink. Bhumi Devi supplied that as well. After all these things come from Mother Earth, isn't it? Whether it's alcohol, whether it's milk, who else is giving is everything. If Mother Earth is not giving, we don't have alcohol also. Forget about milk. Even if you want to live on alcohol, even then Mother Earth has to give us, isn't it? So that is the beauty of this discussion between Bhumi Devi. And it all comes from the same source. Then all the snakes together, they want their poison. They made Takshaka as their calf and milked, and they got poison from the Mother Earth. So that is why you will see, Bharata Bhumi is Sarvakama Dukhamahi. All desires can be filled from Mother Earth. And if we have got a human form of life, using this human form of life, you can milk nectar, you can milk happiness in this world, you can also milk poison, and you can also milk any other yoga siddhis, whichever you want. Everything is possible when you get a life in this Mother Earth. Mother Earth is like that. She can provide whatever you want. If you want to develop yoga siddhis, she can provide you that here, in your life here. She can facilitate that. If you want to milk, nectar also you can have it, happiness also you can have it, but if you be poisonous also, you can create poison also here. So there are people who have utilized this Mother Earth and got these different things in their lifetime here. People have come here because this Mother Earth is the place where karma is performed. And if you perform karma here in this world, the results will come. This is called karma bhumi, isn't it? Where karma is performed. So those who have come and done such karma, such activities, they got their results according to their karma. And those who have done pious activities, they got their results according to their karma. So that is the, just showing us the variegatedness of Mother Earth's supply nature. She is capable of supplying everything what you want here. If you want oil, she will supply oil. Petrol, petrol. Diesel, diesel. Everything she is storing it. But according to your mentality, you can milk from her whatever you want. But she is the source of all the supplies, isn't it? So when we get the human form of body, Bhagavatam is saying, you decide yourself what you want first. What you want first. And through that, it requires some leadership in these situations, and if you have that proper leadership to guide you in life, and if you follow in that path, in the same Bharat Bhumi, you can get the results from her, whatever you require. And that is also mentioned in this Bhagavatam. So, all of them, the demigods, the human species, the demons, all of them, they got what they wanted from Mother Earth. And Prithu Maharaj looked after Bhumi Devi like his own daughter. Like his own daughter. And Prithu Maharaj, understanding that his desire was people should have enough grains, vegetables, milk, Prithu Maharaj considered that as the wealth. As the wealth. Not only that, those days there was no currency. And this modern plastic card system didn't exist. Gold and grains, these were the things there mostly. And important for bartering things, they use gold and silver mostly, and nothing else existed at that time. You could buy, suppose you wanted some grains, rice or wheat or something, you can buy from them, but in return you can give them gold. Gold was the currency which was used. And bank notes didn't exist, checks didn't exist, and all the complicated PayPal and so many other things what we have developed. You know, we think we have made a lot of progress in all these things, but when you start comparing with the system what they had, even though simple, it was much more honest. But here, when you give the last three digits, you are careful, or the backside of the credit card, is it going into the right place or not? Tomorrow somebody else is cashing it on that, and then you go back to your card, whoever has issued that. The whole thing is so much disgusting, but what can you do? Anyway, he is saying here that you can only imagine all these things, that people lived so simple and they were satisfied with all this without complicating life like the way we have done about it. So there was a time like that, people lived in this way. In those days, we're talking not long ago, even about 100 years ago, if somebody came to a house and asked for some ghee or butter or yogurt or milk, it was given. There was no shortage, and you will never ask money for that. It was never accepted. That selling all these things is the most disgusting thing it is. But today we don't know that because we got so used to it. That's the problem. That people in those, even they used to say that sometime, not long ago, in Vrindavan, if you went to a house and asked for some milk, they gave you milk to drink. It was not unusual at all. The gopis of Vrindavanam's tradition continued for so long. Even the recent times, before modernization happened in Vrindavan, you can say that people used to go home, and there are many people even today have that mind to give food to people. There are many Babajis who live in Vrindavan who are taking shelter of the, based on the charity of the local. They are not rich people. But to feed a person with a few chapatis and sabji, they don't find it difficult. They are able to do that. And they will only take what is necessary for that particular time, because they know that somewhere else, when you get next time, you will have food provided somewhere else. There are many places in Vrindavanam, not exactly in Vrindavanam, but in the other forests around, there are families and there are devotees who are living like this, accepting the food, what has been given by the local people. They're surviving in that way. So, now we have progressed so much, even water we have to buy. This is our so-called progress. There was a time when milk was given free, now water we have to buy. You can't trust the water otherwise, isn't it? So, and even we don't know where this water is coming from. But you have to pay. That's a simple thing. You enter into the supermarket, 3-4 galleries is full of this water, different kinds of water, from this brand to that brand, all bottled up, everything there. So, in them days, it was considered highly sinful to sell milk, butter and yogurt and things like gorasa. Gorasa means all these things, anything that come from the cow. Butter, yogurt, milk, buttermilk, all these things were never sold. You could go and ask what you want, they'll give it to you. But you don't hoard them. You give it to them, isn't it? So, similarly, those who had gardens, mango trees and other trees, if you wanted mangoes, you go and ask the house, they will tell you to take mangoes as much as you want from the tree. Because there were so many mangoes. Look at today, what happens? It comes nicely packaged and say where it's coming from, which country, and you pay very dear for that. So, even to get these simple things called mangoes, you got to be careful while shopping. How much it's going to cost us, isn't it? So, this is what has happened. How degraded we have become now. And imagine this, that a few hundred years, not even 100 years, even less than that, all these things are considered to be bad, to sell food. Selling food was even never acceptable. Therefore, hotel business didn't exist. There was no hotels. There were no hotels. If you wanted food, you could go and ask in any house, they'll give you the food. And therefore, there was no need for hotels. Imagine the situation now. This is the biggest industry going on in this world. As soon as you come out of the Heathrow airport, you see the whole range of hotels there. According to your capacity, you can pay. Ramadan in, this in, that in, and all one after the other lined up there. So, important thing to know here is that even though things have become so degraded, when you compare with all what is spoken in the Shrimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas also, you can see why do we have to understand this is that we have gone down. We have degraded ourselves. And it is important that we understand this, that actually very difficult to know that we are saying we are progressed. That's our claim to everywhere, isn't it? We are claiming that we have progressed. But if you look at these things, is that real progress? Or is that gone the other way, degraded, isn't it? So, after this, Bhumi Devi gave so much grains, there was no place to store it. So much grain she produced, and fruits, vegetables, everything, that there was no place to store it. And it was at that time the king Prithvimaharaj started realizing that some changes are necessary now. And at that time people didn't build houses. They lived in the caves and also underneath the tree. So first time this introduction of these reforms started. Prithvimaharaj, at that time there were plenty of caves and plenty of trees underneath they could live. So Prithvimaharaj decided to build houses first time, and he first bulldozed all the hills and mountains, and after that he said that those hills and mountains which were not bulldozed by Prithvimaharaj, is that what you see today? What is left behind? So more or less everything was smashed down. He didn't bring JCB or anything, but he did that. With his bow and arrow, he managed to smash it down. So, then started building houses. So people started moving from the caves into the houses, living in the houses. And then obviously they started to prepare the food for which the pots and pans and other things were necessary. And all changes were happening in the society. And then he built the villages, towns, and special places where they could look after the cows, goshalas, and other things. And those who are protecting the cows, for them special facilities to live. In this way, Prithu Maharaj brought the different changes in the society. In essence, you can say that because of Prithu's administration and reforms, the life of the general population became happy. They became happy. And all this is the duty of a king, to create that happiness in their life, welfare activities for the human species. So, this much, what Prithu Maharaj done, is the responsibility of the king. Responsibility of the king. Now, after this, sufficient wealth was created, isn't it? Gold, silver, and grains, and everything was available, milk, everything that is available there. That is not what we need. What is required then is, the king should be capable of guiding the people in the right direction with all the wealth. That is king's responsibility. Just see how conscious they were, that Krishna consciousness in the king, how it worked in practical life, that they took that, Prithu Maharaj was so particular. Wealth creation is not the only thing. Utilizing that wealth in the proper way, that is more difficult. Wealth creation is not the difficult thing, but utilizing the wealth in the proper way, that responsibility also Prithu Maharaj took it upon his head. So he says to the public, he calls them all together. He calls them all together and spoke to them. He said, where is the shortage now? There is sufficient wealth. But you have a responsibility now. He teaches the public for that. He says to them that you can acquire as much wealth as you want, but if you have not utilized it properly, tomorrow the same problem will come back. What you are experienced already, it will come back. Then, this principle was very much followed in the olden days. If you look into very wealthy families in the past, not the modern wealthy families, the old wealthy families, they will have a special facility in their own house for offering their wealth in the proper way, utilizing it for sacrifices purposes, deity worship purposes, Srimad Bhagavatam to promote. In this way, to please Krishna, some activities will be performed in their home and the wealth will be utilized for that purpose. So, more or less that has disappeared now. That in one occasion, one person who was very powerful, he fought, and those days it was like this, you had the might to control others and then you attacked people. And a lot of land he acquired, got control of the land. So a big king, because them days when the kings ruled, there were many powerful people who were associates of the king. So these powerful personalities, there was plenty of land. So they will go and make a large piece of land as their own. These assistance to the king. They were very close to the king, royal families. So the king will allow them to do that. That they will be given large tracts of land, acres and hundreds of acres of land, they could have it. So when they go and take control of the land, the king has given them the permission to hold it, because king is taking their help in the administration. So they are the people who are a sort of advisors and help for the king. And king allows them to be in control. There, you can say they are practically like, not in the king's cadre, but in a lower cadre, reporting to the king, but they have very high influence to wield on the society. And there will be a lot of people who will be under their shelter in their land. So, one occasion, when one person acquired a lot of land like this, the king asked him, how are you going to manage such a land? So much land. How are you going to manage that? He said, I'm going to build a fence around that, he said. The king could not understand. He says to him, what is that fence? He said, from this land, whatever that is yield is coming from that, I will use it in abundance for charity. In such a, that is the fence. That using that money that's coming, that is a noble mind working behind it. That if wealth comes in life, if it is used for the right purpose, in the proper way if it is utilized, then that is the fence. That itself is, that means that wealth will stay in the person's hand. If we don't do that, whatever wealth is there, that will go, one day the bank will go bankrupt or something else will happen. It will be another saga gone. Then you start from the scratch again. These things will happen. So, Salkarmam is talking about engaging in activities where wealth is utilized properly, which is the most difficult thing. So, that is where the mistakes have happened. In many people's family, you can see this has happened. That they have acquired a lot of wealth and they didn't know how to manage the wealth. Something happened in the family, there will be a quarrel within the family, and brothers and sisters fighting each other for the wealth, in a short period of time, all gone in different directions, they became extinct. There's not any more rich. And so many things, if you look, you can read in the newspaper, many instances how this happens in different. One time they were very wealthy families, one time. But then because the money was not utilized in the right way, keeping as their own everything, something will happen within the family itself. Disasters happen, difference of opinion, and the whole family is no more any more wealthy family. It's gone its position. So there are so many instructions in this chapter in Prithu Maharaj administration. So King decided, therefore King Prithu Maharaj decided that wealth is there, wealth has to be utilized for the right purpose. He started the sacrifices. What first thing he decided was 100 Ashwamedham sacrifice he decided to perform. When there is so much wealth comes, he realized it that this wealth has to be used in the proper way. And the first thing he decided, because in them days, service to Krishna, pleasing Krishna is through sacrifice. Ashwamedha yagam. Ashwamedham. And Ashwamedham sacrifice is one of the most expensive sacrifices. And he wanted to do 100 of them. 100 sacrifices. So he decided he is preparing for that. He is preparing for that. So that is the next chapter. Let us read that. 19th chapter. How Prithu Maharaj is engaging people in the right way in their life in this world. Look at the king's responsibility. How much they cared for the people. This is why king is considered to be the father for the human society. And to look after, like the children, they looked after the subjects. Engaging them in the right way in life, creating wealth for them, and engaging in them in the spiritual activity. Unavamshe ashwamedhanga hayavaharanal prutoho indram handum pravartasya dhatra varanam uchyade. First Ashwamedham started sacrifice, and produced this sacrifice. When he started this, Indra started getting worried. Indra thought, what is the idea behind this? Then Indra decided to block it. Indra started doing some silly things there. So at that time, Prithu Maharaj decided, I'll kill Indra, if that's his attitude. He wanted to perform 100 of these Ashwamedham sacrifices. 99 he did. When the 100th one came, Indra decided to steal the horse. Ekona Shatakratu. Therefore he is called Ekona Shatakratu. Ekona Shatakratu means 99 Yagam he has performed. One short of 100. That is how it is. Ekona Shatakratu. Let's read that chapter. Maitreya Vacha. Adhadikshada Rajatu Hayameda Shathenasa Brahmavarte Mano Kshetre Yatra Praji Saraswati Tadavipretya Bhagavan Karmadi Shayamalpana Shadakradur Namamrshe Prudoryatya Maholsavam Yatra Yatya Vadisachal Bhagavan Haririshwara Anyabhuyada Sarvalpa Sarvaloka Guru Prabhu Anvido Brahma Sharvabhyam Logavale Sahanugai Upagiyamano Gandharver Unibhivcha Apsaroganehi Siddha Vidyadhara Daitya Dhanava Guhyagadaya Sunandananda Pramukha Parshada Pravarohare Kapilo Naradodatto Yogesha Sanagadaya Tamanyu Yur Bhagavada Ejatalse Vanolsugaha Yatra Dharma Dukha Bhumi Sarvakama Dukha Sati Dogdhisma Bhipsidanarthan Yajamanasya Bharadam Uhu Sarvarasanadhyam Shiradhadhyanna Gorasan Taravo Buri Varshpanam Prasu Yandamadhuchyudaham Sindhavo Ratna Nigaran Girayonam Chadurvidham Upayanam Upajakru Sarve Loka Sabalakaham Iti Chadochajeshasya Prathostu Paramodayam Asuyan Bhagavan Indra Pradigatham Ajikaral Charamena Shwamethena Yajamani Yajushpadim Vainye Yajnavishum Spadham Apovahatirohida Tamatrir Bhagavan Ishcha Turamanam Vihayasa Amuktam Ivapashandam Yo Atharme Dharma Vibhrama Atrina Chodidohandam Pradiputro Maharatha Anvathavalasam Kruddhas Tishtatishtedicha Bravil Tam Tadrishakridim Vikshya Mene Dharmam Sharirinam Jadilam Basmana Channam Tasmaibanam Namunjadi Vathan Nivrittam Tam Bhuyo Handavi Atvirajodayal Jahiyatnyahanam Tata Mahendram Vibhudhathamam Evam Vainyasudha Prokta Sturamanam Vihayasa Anyudravadavikrudho Ravanam Gradhra Radiva Soshvam Rupajataditva Tasma Andarhida Swarad Virasupashumadaya Pidur Yajnam Upeivan Tattasya Jalbudham Karmam Vijaksham Paramarshaya Namadheyam Dadustasmai Vijidashyam Iti Prabho Upasrajyatam Astivram Jaharashyam Punarhari Chashala Yubadachanyo Hiranyarashanam Vibhu Atre Sandarshayamasa Turamanam Vihayasa Kapala Gatvangadaram Viro Nainam Abhadada Atrina Chodidastasmai Santade Vishikham Rusha So Ashwam Rupam Jadaditva Tastavandarhidaswarad Virascha Mubadaya Pidrayatnyamatha Vrajal Tadavadyam Hare Rupam Jagrahu Jnana Durbhalam Yani Rupani Jagrahe Indrohaya Jihirshaya Tani Babasya Khandani Lingam Khandam Hochyade Evam Indre Haratyashwam Vainyayatnya Jigham Saya Tad Grihida Visrishteshu Pashandeshu Madrandranam Dharma Yityubadharmeshu Nagnarekta Patadishu Prayena Sajjade Brandhya Peshaleshu Javagmishu Tatabhijnaya Bhagavan Prithu Prithu Parakrama Indraya Kubidobanam Adato Dhyatakarmukam Tamurtyaja Shukshakravadha Abhisandhidam Vijakshadushprekshama Sahyaram Hasam Nivaraya Masuraho Mahamate Nayujade Atranyavada Prajodidal Vayam Marutvandam Ihartanashanam Vayamahedat Charvasahatatrusham Ayadayamo Bahavair Anandaram Prasahyarajan Juhavamedehidam Idamandra Kradubadim Vidurasirtvijorusha Srugachastra Juhadobhi Jiswayambhu Pratyashetadham Navadhyo Bhavatam Indro Yadyajnyo Bhagavatanu Yam Jikhamsta Yajnena Yasteshta Stanavasuram Tadidam Pashyadam Maham Dharmam Vidigaram Dvija Indrena Nushtidam Rajya Karmaita Dvijikam Sadam
പൃഥുകീർത്തെ പൃഥോർഭൂയ തർഹേകോനശതക്രതു അലം ദേ കൃതുഭി സൃഷ്ടേ യദ്ഭവാൻ മോക്ഷധർമ്മവിൽ നൈവാത്മനെ മഹേന്ദ്രായ രോഷമാഹർത്തുമർഹസി ഉഭാവഭി ഭദ്രം ദേ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോക വിഗ്രഹം അസ്മിൻ മഹാരാജകൃത കൃതാസ്മ ചിന്താം നിശാമയസ്മദ്വജ ആദൃതാത്മാ മയ്യധ്യായതോ ദൈവഹതം നു കർത്തും മനോതിരിഷ്ടം വിശദേ തമോന്ധം ക്രതുർവിരമദാമേഷ ദേവേഷോ ദുരവഗ്രഹ ധർമ്മവിധികരോ യത്ര പാഷണ്ഡൈരിന്ദ്രനിർമ്മിതൈ ഏഭിരിന്ദ്രോവസംസ്പൃഷ്ടൈ സംസൃഷ്ടൈ പാഷണ്ഡേ ഹരിഭർജനം ക്രിയമാണം വിചക്ഷ്വൈനം യസ്തേ യജ്ഞദ്രുഗശ്വമോ ഭവാൻ പരിത്രാദുമിഹാവതീർണോ ധർമ്മം ജനാനാം സമയാനുരൂപം വേനാപചാരാ അവലുപ്തമദ്യം തദ്ദേഹദോ വിഷ്ണുകലാസി വൈന്യാം സത്വം നമൃശ്യാസി ഭവം പ്രജാപതേ സങ്കൽപ്പനം വിശ്വസജാം പിബീപൃഹി ഐന്ദ്രീം ച മായ ഉപധർമ്മമാദരം പ്രചണ്ഡ പാഷണ്ഡപദം പ്രഭോജഹി മൈത്രേയ ഉവാച ഇത്ഥം സ ലോകഗുരുണാ സമാദിഷ്ടോ വിശാംബദി തഥാ ച കൃത്വാ വാത്സല്യം മഘോനാഭി ച സന്ധതേ കൃതാ അവഭൃത സ്നാനായ പൃഥവേ ഭൂരികർമ്മണേ വരാന്തദുസ്തേ വരദ ഏതദ് ബർഹിഷി തർപ്പിത വിപ്രാ സത്യാവശിഷ്ടസ്തുഷ്ടാ ശ്രദ്ധയാ ലബ്ധദക്ഷിണ ആശിഷോ യൂജുക്ഷത ആദിരാജായ സൽകൃത ത്വയാഹുദാ മഹാബാഹോ സർവയേവ സമാഗത പൂജിതാ ദാനമാനാഭ്യാം പിതൃദേവർഷി മാനവാ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംവിതായാം ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ദേ പ്രതിവിചയേ ഏകോനവിംശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So it's 6:30. We'll stop here today. We'll continue next Saturday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Jinnadhyatma Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.